talking about the creek. Creek talk, talking about the creek. Creek talk, talking about the creek. Talking about Dawson's Creek.
Welcome back to Creek Talk. This is Steven.
And I'm Jamie.
And this week, we have a very special episode where we're recapping the movie Cursed. Jamie, and guess Steven. What?
Chicken butt.
We have two cursed guests with us tonight.
We do.
Yeah, I'm a little scared because they might be they might have the mark of the beast.
Oh,
they
no.
Might be cursed. I think Judy Greer maybe bit one of them and then they bit the other. I don't know how it works, but
do you guys have a pentagram
on your hands?
On your hands.
Please.
I need to see both back. Hands, not just one, okay?
The other one.
We're out of time. This, Steven.
Please welcome back to our show, Lauren and Caleb from Swapping Horror Stories.
Yay! Hi.
I don't like this. But Caleb, welcome to our show. This is your first time. And Lauren, this is your, like, I don't know, like, sixth time, I think. I don't know.
I think just third.
She's I've been on here a lot more than that, I think.
I don't know. I don't pay attention. Caleb, say hi.
Oh, hello. I feel like I could have made, like, an entrance, but I didn't because I didn't wear any sequins today. But when I heard that we were invited to this podcast, I lost my business. So I don't know what this is rated, if this is rated mature or not. So I'm going to reel it in a little bit and just
We don't put ratings on this. We're not one of those
podcasts. Lost my shit and was absolutely jazzed. So thank you so much for having me on.
I'm so excited that you're here.
Me too.
Thank you. Steven, did you get a haircut? I'm sorry. It looks very nice.
Thanks. I said, can you do a fade?
I feel like you look like a cop. It's like high and tight.
I haven't had this haircut since I was like, I don't know, 20. So this is weird. It's like, I got to let it grow in.
It looks good though. Well, you don't look bad. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, I got to stop because I'm going to keep looking.
He's going to be so into himself now. He's like,
I know.
Well, we are so excited that you're both here because we're not doing Dawson's Creek yet. We're like on season 5. We're like recording those episodes, but we're not putting them out yet. And it's Pride Month. And I thought this would be fun to do Cursed because there's some kind of like gay theme in it. Honestly, I just wanted you guys to come on and I needed a reason to do this. I'm not ready to put out the other episodes. So I need like stuff to fill in this month. And it just so happened to work out because it's Pride.
I love it.
There's a gay theme in this movie. And
yes,
the writer is a homosexual. And, you know, everybody here is gay. So I just thought we would all just do this episode together. Recap this movie. Oh, wait, you're not? Just me?
I was like, I'll let him think it.
It's June. Everybody is.
Everybody's gay in June.
I really love that you did pick this for this reason, because I was going to ask, I was going to say, is Bo the reason you picked this?
I have to be honest with you. I was just trying to find a movie to pick, and then I said to Jamie, I was like, oh my god, and it'll work for Pride Month because there's a gay theme in it. And she goes, what am I supposed to do? And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, should I like decorate like rainbows and stuff? And I was like, Jamie, when do we ever
should I wear colorful things? I have nothing Pride celebratory, you know, like I'm
not wearing anything.
I don't know, I got nothing.
I was like, no, Jamie. And I started cracking up because I was like, what are you talking about?
I don't know. He's like, you were going to do something for Pride Month. I'm like, what can we do? Like,
the movie Curse.
It's a curse.
Yeah, see, I wasn't thinking about like the movie. I was thinking about like dumb stuff, like decorations. I don't know. That's where my brain went, okay? That's where I was.
Jamie, your brain is never on the podcast. It's always on decorations, pride gear, clothing, pooping and whatever else you're doing. Never here. Well, let's go around and talk about what we thought of this movie. So, Caleb, since this is your first time on the show, why don't you go first?
I am just going to steal all of Lauren's ideas because she shared her notes with me. So I'm just going to say everything. No,
no, like, we like individuality on this podcast. So please do not copy and paste.
I will copy her homework, but I'll change it just enough so everybody thinks I did it. JK. So I enjoyed it, but there's been something that I've really wanted to, like, I've been dying to say, it has been on the tip of my tongue. When people get cut and then they put it in their mouth, that gives me the biggest ick in the world. Oh, yeah. And like, I could not get over that because I was just like, please never again. Otherwise I will gouge my eyes out. But once I got past that, this was a delightful stroll. You could say it really made me feel like I had the dog in me, which I think I'm using right. I think Gen Zers have steered
we have to
me
make
correctly.
A you have to make a meme out of it.
I really enjoyed it though. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it's a fun movie. Wait, so the part that grossed you out the most, was it when Christina Ricci was sucking on Craig Kilborn's finger, or was it just any point in the movie where they were sucking on a bloody finger? Because I know Jesse Eisenberg's character does it too.
That was the first one that really triggered me, and I was like, okay, because he did not blink. He just immediately, boom. And then I was a little numb to it when Christina Ricci did it. So I was ready. I had already seen one instance. What's another? The damage was already done. So, yeah.
All right. Well, good. I'm taking notes and keeping track. Thank you. So next time I'm watching movies and I find that in a movie, I'll be sure to ask you to come back on so we can read.
Thank you. Thank you.
Perfect.
Lauren, what about you? Did you love this movie?
I didn't love it, but I do like it a lot. I forgot how much I liked it. And I'm sure you'll, well, I don't know, because I didn't do any research, but I'm sure maybe you did.
I did. Yeah, I'm not going to get into it.
On this movie is crazy, and I want to look more into it and try to find like scenes and stuff because I'm very interested. But I did really like it. I think it is a very fun movie. I love Milo Ventimiglia. I love Christina Ricci, Jesse Eisenberg. I hate him as an actor. I just cannot stand him. But yeah, I really liked it and I'm excited to talk about it.
Me too. Me too. All right. Jamie, you're up.
Okay. I'm so glad. So when Steven told me he wanted to do this movie, I was like, man, first of all, I haven't seen this movie in a super, super long time. Okay. Like I barely remembered who was in it. I remember Christina Ricci and that was pretty much it. And I knew it was about, you know, werewolves. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I didn't even like this movie because the only thing that I could think of when I think of this movie is that I think of Ginger Snaps for some reason together. They're like in my mind together. Like they're not really at all anything alike, but they're, again, the only thing they have in common are werewolves, right? So that's where my brain went. So I couldn't remember how much if I liked it or not. But watching it last night, I actually was like, oh my God, there's so many people in this. And
yeah.
I thought it was kind of funny. So I was nice to go back. I wasn't sure. I don't like love it, but I'm happy to have watched it again. It was a nice little throwback to, you know, was it 2005, I think?
Yeah. I remember seeing this in the theaters because back then I was obsessed with Kevin Williamson and Wes Craven because of Scream, which is the reason why we're doing this episode, because it's written by Kevin Williamson and it actually stars Joshua Jackson,
yes.
Plays Pacey on Dawson's Creek. So like we try to have like a connection to the movies that we recap and it just worked out perfectly. But I think I had like issues with it watching it again. It's a fun movie to watch. I thought Christina Ricci's acting was like not that great. And I always liked her.
She was so calm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very gentle and calm. I'd be like freaking out. I'm sorry.
I know. I hate plot points where it's like, oh, I don't believe you. even though like everything is so obvious, I hate that. And I feel like sometimes they drag it out for too long. I think that's why I hate it, because it didn't take, like, it was almost the end of the movie before she was like, okay, yeah, maybe we're werewolves now.
I know, all the proof was happening. And she's like, no, I'll believe anything at this point. And he's like, oh, you fucking believe me?
Yeah.
I think she might have been a little bit in denial, because she had that whole, like, she just didn't want it to be true. Because the whole thing with the picture frame, and she's like, listen, I bought this. I know that it's, you know, silver or sterling silver or whatever. So she's like, let's pick it up. And then later the brother goes and flips it over, and it's like, what is it?
Stainless steel.
And I'm like, she knew. If she bought it, she knew what it was made out of. She purposely didn't want to prove her brother right.
Yeah.
Typical siblings.
The stainless steel was also in 72-point font. So I don't know how they missed that. And also, I, like, if this is a stupid question, I'll shut up. But in this timeline, is this before or after Jesse Eisenberg makes Facebook? Because I was a little confused in terms of events.
Oh, if he...
Okay, all right, great. I guess this is kind of what made him just hit the books. So, okay, that makes sense.
He had a lot, like, more to learn.
Yeah, he's like, I'm a werewolf now. I gotta make Facebook and, you know, the social network. So funny, because I've never seen that movie, and I've always wanted to watch it. And after I watched this last night, it popped up as like a recommendation, so I put it on my watch list. I was like,
oh, good. Something I specifically wanted to bring up is the band in the opening of this movie is Bowling for Soup. And
I was so excited.
Okay, Jamie and I are the same person, because I loved them in middle school going into high school. Like, I was such a fan. I went to their concert. Like, I was such a freak. So I remember when this came out, it was around the time that I was in middle school, and I loved it. And I had the sound, not the soundtrack, but they have a CD called like Bowling for Soup Goes to the Movies. And the song that they do is on that album.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
I was so excited because I completely forgot that they were in the beginning of this movie. So when the movie kicked on and it was, I'm like, why do they sound so familiar? And then I saw the one dude, I think it was one of the guitarists, and I'm like, he looks familiar, you know? And then I was like, then you see it in the background, and I'm like, oh my God, Bowling for Soup. I fangirled for like 5 minutes, and then it was,
I love that.
Yeah, it was awesome. I was excited. I'm like, oh my God, they got Bowling for Soup. And I just remember, like, I feel like during this time period, that was really popular to have like bands play on TV shows and movies and stuff, like, for random reasons. Like, it was
Scooby-Doo. Always,
exactly, all the time. Buffy had Michelle Branch, like,
Oh, Buffy had always had somebody at the Bronze,
remember? She always had somebody at the Bronze. I thought that was pretty awesome, so I was excited. I'm glad we were excited together, Lauren. That was great.
Me too.
I do have like a quick fun fact that they shot the high school at the same high school that Buffy was shot at. As soon as I saw it, I said, is that the Buffy High School? And it came up in the credits.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I need to pay more attention. Listen, I was paying attention to plates. I wasn't even looking at the wall. I'll explain the plate reference later.
Thank you.
There is a lot about this movie. Like, if you Google, like, the making of Cursed, you'll find so much stuff about it. I was doing, like, some research about it. I'm not going to get into this whole thing about like the trouble that it had before it became what it became, but there are three other alternate versions of this movie before the Weinstein brothers shut it down, had them reshoot the whole thing. A whole other cast was in this movie. It was a whole other story. He wasn't happy with it. Wes Craven was supposed to make another film after this, and they gave him double his rate to make, just to continue working on this film. And he was so unhappy with how it turned out. Kevin Williamson, his script was just like torn apart. And it just had so many iterations that the actors even were saying in their interviews, like, I don't know what the fuck they were doing. Like, it was a perfectly fine movie. And so many things were happening behind the scenes with the Weinstein brothers that they just destroyed everything. The effects creator, who was responsible for the original werewolf design, Rick Baker, he wanted to come back and finish his project, but they ended up firing him. They kept his design, but they ended up making everything like CGI, which I thought that CGI scene looked so ridiculous.
Wait, that wasn't real?
No, it wasn't real at all.
Damn it.
I thought it was too. I was like, oh wait, I see like a computer somewhere. Somebody's behind the scenes of the computer. But Rick Baker did post a photo a couple years ago, and it's still like on the internet. I saved it, of what Judy Greer's actual werewolf body would look like. And it's a lot more scary than what is in the actual film. I think the werewolf is kind of goofy. It's like a little silly. It doesn't look very scary to me. But I wish that they had just kept with the original ideas and just went with it. I don't know what their fucking problem was, but they ruined everything. Did you kind of like
get the feeling that in the beginning it was supposed to be kind of horror, but they kind of spoofed by the end? Like they just kind of turned it into like a joke. But like, it was funny, and I'm for it. But I feel like they weren't sure what they were really trying to do with this movie.
Well,
like,
that makes sense.
This is a horror movie. We're going to make it scary, you know, and it kind of was. You had that, you know, whole carnival scene with the spooky, like ominous, you know, blood and everything. And then there was the accident and the girl getting ripped through the car and dragged down into the woods. And there was a torso thrown and she's like, you know, whatever, you know, so like you had that thing. And then by the end of it, you got a werewolf flipping the bird and like cursing. And I'm just like, what just happened?
Yeah, it's just it's disappointing. There was this whole thing on Twitter a couple years ago where it was hashtag release the Craven cut, because the one producer on the movie, Patrick Lussier, he says he has like three versions of this movie, and he knows that Miramax still has copies of it, but they have 90% of the first film shot. They just don't have like the full ending done. And they don't think they'll ever release it, which is disappointing because Skeet Ulrich was in it, and Mandy Moore was in it. Scott Foley was in
it. Can we get some petitions to like get them to release it? Maybe if we get like everybody to jump in on this, they have to do it. Like,
let's get on the news,
get it on Twitter. I don't know. We got to get this trending on TikTok somehow. Like,
but this movie has become like a cult movie now. It was like a joke back then, even though they were trying to be serious with it, because they kept saying they wanted to do, they hired Wes Craven and Kevin Williamson for this because they wanted to make this, they wanted to make werewolf movies scary like they had with Scream. Like they wanted to make the werewolf genre like scary again, but it just ended up sort of like backfiring on them because you're fucking idiots. So
they had a good idea. They destroyed it
because they fucking spoofed it up. I mean, look who they are. They're terrible people. So they ruin lives and moviegoers' expectations of werewolf movies. Okay.
They're disappointing
all around. And I hope he burns in hell.
Oh my God.
Samesies. But I have to say, the one thing with Judy Greer's transformation that really didn't make sense to me is the fact that she went bald before and they like show it. What a waste of time, you know, like just
grow hair everywhere else.
Yeah, like why did you have to go bald? It just didn't make sense.
And then when she's back into her human form, all her hair is back again, like
inconsistent. Too much. They were doing too much.
She'll just shave it all
no
off.
No split ends for her.
No, Caleb, if you were a werewolf, you would be so lucky. You would never have to go to get your hair done.
So there's a reason I agreed to come on, because surprise.
Oh my God, we have a werewolf in our midst.
One of my favorite parts about this movie was me being fucking annoying, because every time they would say werewolf, I would go lycanthrope. And I don't even think that's how you say it, but like,
I mean, that's how the rest of us mostly say it. You're good.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. I was just like, that's this how is a I fun little it. Game for go me. With it.
We can ask Google if we really want to know.
I did. Oh, we will. I did want to use the word bloodlust at some point. So maybe that's all I did. That's the only point I used then.
What was the deal with Scott Baio? I needed to know, like, why were they trying to push him so really hard on us in this movie?
Well, and they really did too. Was there something happening with Scott during the time they were just trying to boost him, or
I
they
guess
just,
they just kept
threw
him,
Scott on here?
I guess they just kept him in the production because he needed a job. I don't know, because he was in the original and he was part of this like werewolf pack, and he was like whatever that storyline was. But they just kept him in the movie, I guess. The thing that made me confused is why Scott Baio would agree to look like a scumbag in this movie. Like, when he touches Ellie's leg, why would you agree to do that? Like, you're playing yourself.
I know.
I'd be like, I don't want to do that. That makes me look like a creep.
But the point of that was about the allure. It wasn't him being himself and being creepy. It was the moon was out
and the
allure was coming through and he couldn't help himself. So I don't think it was outside of his character, but I think it was kind of obvious at this point that he was being pulled in by her werewolfy allure, and it wasn't something that is his normal character. Like, I didn't bother me too much. It was, I think that was just supposed to be an act that shows that she is like giving off this aura that is pulling people in now.
I'll accept that.
Yeah, I mean, that, it didn't bother me at all because obviously it's like what, but at the same time it was the moon and just, you know, it was supposed to be her allure because she's changing.
Can I just say that as a werewolf, absolute garbage. That's not true. Here's what actually happens: you have to shave 3 times a day and you still get the 5 o'clock shadow.
He's just a hairy person. Got it.
It's got its pros and cons. You gotta like keep the good with the bad.
I mean, is there any pros? Sword. Because having to shave 3 times a day,
just I know I'd rather die.
Yeah, especially being a woman. Like, guys can get away with that shit, girls not so much. I mean, you could, I mean, the way of the world today, but that would drive me nuts. I'm sorry.
If I had to shave for my job, I would rather be like torn apart like Sean Elizabeth was in that car than have to deal with shaving.
I have to say though, that whole half torso getting thrown at them scene, I loved it. I don't know why I thought that was amazing, but I was not expecting like half alive top torso getting thrown at them, literally chucked at them.
I know.
And then she's still alive and like crawling, like rolling over and just like, I love the entire thing. I thought that was awesome.
Do you know what her face reminded me of when she turned over and looked at Ellie? Did you ever see Sleepaway Camp?
Yeah.
She reminded me of Angela at the end of Sleepaway Camp.
Where
standing there with her mouth wide open. I was like, why does she look like that? It's so creepy. And then she just turns and looks at her, and then Ellie screams.
She like just couldn't. She just couldn't get the noise out. I guess she was just like.
That was creepier than that.
She did such a good job. I kind of was wondering what the second half of her body was, but
it was gone.
It was the end. One character, I have two characters that I want to bring up. This first one is the, what's her name? Like the fortune teller.
Oh yeah.
Zayla. Where did she go in the movie? Because she had like 2 significant scenes. And then I don't know if I like dozed off and she died, but like, I felt like she should have been, I feel like she should have been a little bit more prominent for like the role that she initially played, because she just shows up and talks to Christina Ricci randomly.
Well, they were doing something at her job, and they had all the psychics there, and she's probably the only real one. So when Christina Ricci walked in, she was like, I need to talk to you right now.
Yes.
You know, I know what's going on.
I feel like she should have come back. Like,
I think that would have been good. Like, they could have used her as like a reference point, like a source of information, but they just never did. But she just kind of, that was it. She was done. She's like, I gave you my warning. Now I'm leaving because this place is about to get real.
They could have killed her. Like, not enough people died in this.
Yeah, I agree.
That's true. We didn't meet your death quota. Okay.
No, this would be a horror movie. Like, nobody died. I mean, they had that one gruesome murder, and then Maya's character died off screen, and then they had like all the people at the.
I mean, Joshua Jackson's death in the end, at
that
least
was
the version that I saw, I was like, take his head off.
Yeah.
But
good for
I don't
them.
Know. They needed more deaths in this movie, I feel like.
Yeah.
I was going to do our catch up thing. I totally forgot about it.
Oh, I forgot.
We Let's just jump do it right now. In.
Yeah, I totally forgot. Well, before we get into the movie, we're gonna do something that we never do, and we're just gonna do a quick catch up to see what we're up to lately. Jamie, what's going on with you? Since we never do this, I know it's off the top of my head.
I know. Listen, and I never remember what I did like yesterday, let alone whatever, like a weekend. But I'm in Vegas again, so that's always fun. I can't say it's not as hot as you would have like expected it to be. So I'm telling you, something is wrong with our planet right now because it is June. It is. According to my weather map, it is 89 degrees outside when it should have been triple digits by now. So I don't know if Vegas is just trying to be nice to me because it knows that I'm here and we're going to go easy on the Jersey girl. But it's not as hot as like I would have, like even, you know, my boyfriend would have told me it's supposed to be. So I'm okay with that. But other than that, I don't have anything really new.
All right. Does anybody else want to go next?
Caleb,
I think
does.
Lauren should.
Why are we the same person?
So I'm very excited that I was asked to be on because I can promote my book called Wearing the Wolf. It is. I'm just kidding. Lauren,
oh my God, it was like perfect timing.
I know.
Lauren and I haven't recorded for like a month, and so this is our first time seeing each other in this kind of setting in like a month, and so it's very conducive to us to kind of get some things off of our chest about yes. how we feel about the other.
Use it here. Use our platform.
Yes.
Don't people say platform? We have the biggest platform. Use it now, Caleb.
Okay, can I just say, I wasn't going to, but as soon as she said it, she was like, oh, I really like this movie. We did a theme in Swapping Horror Stories where it was we picked each other movies that we thought the other would love. I spent months picking my movies for her. And the best she could say was like, didn't suck. And like,
would never watch it again.
Didn't fall asleep through this one. Try harder next time. And the fact that you just wave your wand just so effortlessly and gracefully, just say, "Hey, we're gonna watch Curse." And Lauren's over here, like, "Yeah, I'm thinking about getting a Curse tattoo. I love werewolves."
Okay,
she's gonna get the actual pentagram.
Yes, but I should bring up the point. I think you guys have actually watched this movie before, right, Steven? Yeah. You didn't just like randomly see it when you were 8 years old, not remember the entire plot, and then think Lauren might like that. And then it'll be 3 hours long on top of it.
What's going on with you, Lauren? Why don't you tell everybody?
I have a lot of resentment. Tensions have been high over on our podcast. We just needed the break to reset, clear our heads.
And then recap another movie on this podcast.
Yes. See if we could maybe get back into recording. No, I think we both just wanted a break. Caleb had asked, and I was like, well, do you just want to do a month or whatever? But we're recording next week. Yeah, honestly, I did. But we're going to kind of maybe revamp some things. Who knows? We say that, but we won't.
The co-host, for starters.
Yes. So if you know anyone, let me know.
I think you guys are hilarious. And I always have fun when I'm on your show. And I am an, what would I say? I'm an avid listener.
Yeah.
No, I'm
a fan. A
loyal listener, yeah.
You and have royalty on that podcast. You are absolute royalty on that
you
podcast.
You are. People love it when you're on.
Yes.
We would love...
Tell me more.
I know. We would love for your listeners to come up with a name for our listeners, if they could think of anything.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just have whores. That's the only thing I could think of.
Can I also ask your listeners or anybody in here, just like, what Dawson's Creek episode should I start with? Like, and it can't be number one. I want to dive in cold. I want the deep end, baby. I want to walk in.
You can.
Michelle is sleeping with Frank, and Frank doesn't care anymore. And then Dave is just Fuck.
And that mechanic.
So you want to dive in and just be like, what the fuck am I watching? That's what you
Yes.
want.
I want to write my own fanfic.
The one where they lose their virginities.
So
No, we gotta do it off of season one with Pacey and Tamara.
that's season one. You have to literally start with this show from season one.
Yeah, but
I'm not
you don't want to
kidding.
start
Okay.
with
Steven is
Pacey
such a
and
rule
Pacey.
follower.
Yeah.
Listen.
I can't
You
help
want to
it.
see some stuff. You want to see some stuff going, what were these people doing? Just watch the
Well,
episode with Pacey and his teacher.
but it happens
Okay.
in the first
Okay.
episode. So I mean, it eventually
Yeah, but
happens
not
later.
the with the
Start from
recording.
episode one, please.
Oh,
All right.
Jamie's selling the shit out of this episode.
It's
I would
fine.
watch it.
You can watch it from that episode, but you're
Send
gonna
us
be
the
sorry.
number. We'll do it. We'll recap it on our show.
And you're gonna go back and go, wow, I should have listened to Steven and started from the beginning, because now I have to go backwards again and watch
But
and figure out who these
sometimes that's the
characters
best way to get into a
are.
show. Because back in the day, you couldn't just binge from number one. You're like popping in mid-series and you're like, okay, I need to go to Best Buy and
You
go
can't watch
buy
any of the ones
season
that have
one.
already aired.
Yeah,
Right, yeah.
exactly.
Unless
So.
it's a, you know, what are they? Shit. What are they
TBD.
called? A
Oh.
rerun. They
Also,
rerun. You gotta catch the
your listeners will appreciate this. Lauren, as if I would be ranting about anyone else. So there was this bar crawl to help
reruns.
a worker's child. And Lauren, I was like, look, I can't make it. Let me buy one of the wristbands. Let me contribute. And Lauren's sister was like, yeah, I'm going to make it. Lauren guilts both of us for not being able to make it, and then pulls a 180 and is like, I'm not going to go. And just in typical Lauren fashion, just decides, go ahead, Lauren. Go ahead.
I'm gonna
Let the
defend
fans be the
myself.
judge.
Okay, so yes, I will admit I did try to guilt them into going, but I did also pay for a wristband, even though I didn't go. So it was Caleb's money, my money. And in my defense, I had horrible nightmares the Friday night before. I hardly slept. I think I may be sleepwalking because I let my dog out in the middle of the
Oh
night
my
and then never let
God,
her
that's
back in.
terrifying.
My
Ooh.
dad found her.
Don't let her
Shut the fuck
change.
up.
Don't let her pivot. No,
And
don't let her
so,
be like, I think I'm
you know, I think I
sleepwalking.
am. I've got a lot of sleep issues. And so then I literally was like, I'm too exhausted to have the social capacity to be around people. So I did not go, but I did pay for my wristband to help the children.
Well, you still
There we
contributed.
go.
Yeah.
Yes.
The only thing I would say is that if you agreed to go,
Yeah,
like,
but also the idea. Okay, so one, I was tired. Two, the idea of having to take a lift to Denver, back from Denver, it's like $40
oh,
each
that's a lot
trip.
of
And
money.
then also spending money on your drink. I was like, is this worth it? I'm exhausted. And it would be cheaper just to give them my money and not go. And then I
Well, it
literally
happened.
slept. Yes, I slept all weekend. That's my update. I did nothing but sleep.
All right. Well, do you feel like
Lamb.
energized, regenerated,
Yes,
refreshed?
I regenerized. Yes, I feel regenerized.
good. Oh,
She had to
good.
charge her
Yes.
batteries. She's, you know, her.
Yes, I'm back to normal. I feel like
Good.
myself.
Well, I'm
Yeah.
really happy that the two of you are taking out your aggression on each other on our podcast and wasting up our time, even though I said you could do it. It's kind of annoying, but it's
I love it. I love the waste
I
people stuff.
love it too. I think it's great that you're taking a break though, because we took a break when we were both like I was moving and Jamie was just going to Las Vegas all the time. So
Gotta
no, we
crank
both
those slots.
we
Oh no, I don't even go
Oh no,
anywhere
she
near
was cranking slots, all right. If you know
Florida. What'd you
what I
win?
mean. She won a big old penis. That's what she won.
Let's just say she's a werewolf now. So
I thought that that was the slot. Cranking. Never mind.
Anyway,
Jamie's convulsing because of
last. She's gonna fly off her bed.
Sorry.
I'm glad the kids are listening now.
I'll send them the link.
Yeah. If you have children listening, then you should not be listening to this podcast.
I'm pretty sure the children have no idea what we're saying.
Good.
I don't
think adults know what we're saying half the time.
Iconic.
I was gonna say it was nice when we took a little break because I feel like we needed to like not be doing this, like, because we were doing it every week and and like I was editing everything and it was like I took off this week because I was like I don't have the like mental capacity to do it, so this will probably go out next week, which is going to be nice.
Wow. I know, I get so sick of seeing and hearing Caleb.
That's me.
No, actually I don't. That he's like the one thing I do enjoy doing the podcast, but that's the one thing where I'm like, well, it's worth it because I see Caleb and all of this, like, it's just fun. Our friendship has gotten better because of it. But sometimes I just don't want to hear my own voice and I don't want to think about things to talk about.
Our friendship has blossomed and much like the many seasons is now wilting. So Jesus. Stephen, what have you been up to?
Yeah.
I wanted to do this catch up like we do, and I honest to God can't even think of one single thing that I've done. I'm trying to think.
How's the apartment? I think you have something to talk about with Zelda or whatever that lady
is.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, Lauren, that's
Zelda.
True. Well, that wasn't Zelda. That was the fucking bitch that I called an asshole. I can't think of her name. I posted it though. I made a post on it on my Instagram. I saved her.
I know, I loved it.
I saved her TikTok. I thought I would get more of a response from it, but nobody seemed to care. Maybe because it was so long, people don't like to read these days. I don't know. But if you read it, you would get that's the point of why I hate this bitch.
You should have stitched it. You should have stitched it on TikTok.
I couldn't.
It should have just been a freaking what is it? I can't remember the name. What the fuck this thing is?
I don't know what you're doing.
It's a boomerang. You know, where it takes like a 10-second, not even a 4-second clip, and just put that shit on loop. And this is all you see.
No, I was gonna do one where I could like explain myself, but it wasn't like you can. Whatever you do on TikTok with that, I don't know how you do it. So I just saved her TikTok and then I posted it because that was my original thought, to be like, yeah, this bitch is like talking about karma and being nice to people, and she's the nastiest fucking bitch I've ever met in my life, and she needs to burn in hell too. So that's my thought process.
Okay. Also, the story that she told in the TikTok wasn't even that bad it was like, girl, you are not the main character. Because it was like she held the door open, right, for people and they didn't say thank you. Like, all right.
What I say when people don't say thank you, I go, you're welcome. Oh, and then I get it out.
She said hi to a baby or something. It was something so minuscule.
What baby's going to say hi back?
I know. What if they're nonverbal? You don't know their life.
Yeah, like, shut up, Christine, whatever your name is. I think that's her name. I hate her so much. and then my phone, I do. And then my phone did some weird update, and all of my text messages were like triple everything that I responded. I don't know what happened. So then all of my text messages from Zelda popped up. So I was like going through and deleting things, and I was reading it, getting even more angry and triggered. And I was like, I should not even care. We're like already in this apartment for like how many months now? February, March, April, May. So like almost four full months now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But
I love when you get worked up. It makes me laugh so much.
I just let him go. I'm like, go for it. Just let it out, Steven. Let it out.
It's the best.
I can't.
It's the most East Coast thing about you, and the way you say water.
No, that's a Philly thing.
Say it again.
I can't say water. It's not normal. It's not
say it
like
again.
Water.
Yeah,
I love
drives
it.
Me crazy too, Lauren. Drives
I
me
love
crazy
it. Too. It doesn't. I love it.
I Water. can't stand it.
Water.
My older sister was saying water, and I was like, you fucking grew up in Delaware County. Like, what are you talking about? I was like, stop being so fake. And she's
Oh
like,
my
what are you
God.
talking about? And then my like little niece
Double
does it now, and I go,
O, little D. Well,
like,
no, friend.
W
Let's
W U
pronounce
D
it.
R.
If this was a swapping horror story episode, I would have named this "You Grew Up in Delaware County."
Well, it's technically called Delco, so
Well, whatever.
I don't know
My
why I said
listeners don't
Delaware
know.
County. That was so weird of me to say.
So
You
unhinged.
had to
You're
be
being
really
so
specific
crazy
about
right
it.
now.
I
You
know.
had to be really specific about it because nobody knows what Delco is.
People know. I
I
think
mean, people
people
in our
know.
area know.
Well, that's when people will be like, what's Delco? And I'll be like, Delaware County. They asked.
Duh.
Idiots.
Google
Google.
it.
Oh, Jamie and I aren't the same person.
But I got some new rugs for the apartment. That's what I was trying to say.
Oh, good.
I
Ooh.
can't wait to
Our
see them. I'm excited.
living room is like a living room now. And
Nice.
our bedroom's getting there. I just got some new rugs for the bedroom. We just got to get two new dressers. And my space back here, which is my office slash like eat space, which I don't even eat back here yet. It's so weird.
I don't think, yeah,
You
because when
can
I was there,
see
we didn't eat
I've
there
got like
either.
boxes everywhere still, and this stupid shelf I got, I hate it. And my hutch with all of my books and stuff in it. And I don't like how anything is back here.
And his
There's
like
that.
thousand gnomes over there that stare at you as you
Yes,
walk
I
out the
have a
room.
gnome. I wanted to show you it. My sister
Okay.
got me it for Christmas. I'll send a picture of it.
I have a whole like shelf of them. And I got more in the other
There's a lot
room,
of
but
gnomes.
there's
He
a
sent
lot.
me a Snapchat video of them one day. Well, he was giving me a tour, and he's like, "Here's all my gnomes." Like, he's so precious.
I don't even know how I started collecting them. I got two of them one time and I was like, I guess this is like my thing. I don't
I have a question, and it might be weird.
Nothing's weird here,
We live in
Lauren.
the realm of
Well,
weird.
okay, I work with a gentleman who is also gay, and he collects gnomes. So is it a
Yes,
gay thing?
it's a totally gay thing. All gay guys love gnomes, Lauren.
Okay, perfect.
Give him my number so we can exchange gnome pics.
Okay, perfect.
Is his name Charles or Michael or Jason
No.
or Steven or
No.
Justin or am I
Travis.
close?
And I mean, it is like a white
Sean?
man name. Tim.
Give
It's
up.
E. No, there is a Tim, though. Ethan.
Oh,
Okay.
that was my next guess, Ethan.
Yeah.
I can't believe I didn't get it out.
I know. All right, I'll
Anyway,
find out.
yeah, find out. Let me know. I'll send you
Yeah.
pics. We'll DM each other and
We'll just, yeah. There's a
before you
whole
know it, we'll
gay
be sending
gnome
each other dick
community out
pics.
there.
Find that Reddit community, that subreddit,
Yeah.
gnomes.
There has to be a hashtag
somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure.
Gnome collector.
And you'll see all
You could
pictures
start
of my
another.
gnomes when you go to
Just your account. No one else.
That just I created it.
God.
Right, well, that's enough. So why don't we get into this movie since you've already started talking about it?
Okay, there's multiple things I want to bring up about a character who stole the screen, stole our hearts,
This is
probably
about to
was
be
underpaid.
some fucking minor character. I bet
Is
you
it
it's
the
going to be Nick
dog?
Offerman.
It's the
It's
dog, isn't it?
Zipper.
Oh,
Zipper
okay, all right, fair.
the dog. Listen, Lauren, we are on the same
We
wavelength.
are. He, first of all, wonderful
Such a
name for
good
a dog.
dog.
Yes.
What a good dog.
But I wanted to bring up specifically in the beginning when Jesse Eisenberg has lost Zipper and he's like walking around the corner looking at like people height for the dog. And I was like, he's not up there. But one thing I did
I'm
not
pretty
understand,
sure he sent Zipper over there on purpose.
I
I think
was going to
he
say, was
did.
that a bit?
He wanted to bump into her, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you found my dog. I was looking for Zipper.
Yeah, which I love that name. I'm just going to keep saying it. But two things. I'm disappointed that Zipper was not the hero. I felt like they had a moment to bring him in and have his moment. And secondly, I don't understand how Zipper wasn't just out biting people, because he does have an animal instinct. But like, no, he's going to get into Purina and then run around and that's it.
He just destroyed the house and then took himself out for a walk until
honestly, dog behavior.
Yeah.
but not werewolf behavior.
Yeah.
I did love when he took the steak, though. It was very cute. I needed to bring him up.
So my plate has to do with that steak. Actually, I have a couple of things that I want to talk about with that meat. So that plate with the blue ring, my mom has those plates. And I got really excited when I saw that.
Isn't that the best?
We have a whole set, like the bowls, we've got mugs, we've got the plates, like all of them.
Saucers.
It's the same ceramic pieces. So I thought that was really funny. Also, that first night when they're in the kitchen and he just opens the fridge and takes out raw meat and is just snacking on it, and his sister and him are talking and then she's eating. I'm like, nobody thought to go, huh, I'm eating raw meat right now. Did anybody
because that's the audience trying to understand, like seeing that they're eating I don't think it was raw meat. It was lunch meat. It was like deli meat.
So it looked like deli meat to you?
But he kept, yeah, it looked like roast beef.
I don't even remember this.
He kept putting salt.
It was like in a Tupperware container, and I could have sworn that it was like raw meat. And I'm like, why is nobody going, why am I eating this right now?
Like a thin slice of like roast beef. That's what it looked like.
You thought it was roast beef?
Shaved.
I thought it was not. I didn't. Okay.
Maybe. Let's ask the fans. Guys, in the poll that Steven's going to post when this episode comes out, let us know. Here,
me or Steven?
What were they eating? Roast beef or raw meat?
And then I've
just been a very rare.
It kind of like had like this consistency of like really thick, weird bacon. Like that's what it reminded me of. Like, yeah. I don't know. It didn't look like lunch meat to me, unless it was lunch meat I've never eaten before. Also a possibility, but it just kind of reminded me of like bacon, but not.
It was
I don't
like
know.
That lunch meat that you buy. It's not like real lunch meat. It's just like in the.
It's that processed shit.
Yeah, that's what it reminded me of.
I'm a fan.
I don't know. All right, so maybe it could have been, but I honestly thought he was eating like raw meat. Like he had a hankering, and he just started chowing down, and then she started eating, and I'm like, nobody's like. Like, because she looked at him and looked at what he was eating and their conversation. And I was just like, you're not going to comment on the food? What?
I wouldn't have thought it was right. I would have been like, he's hungry.
Yeah, he's so hungry he can't cook it first.
Because it was deli meat.
Caleb, you need to agree. This is a tiebreaker.
I think the raw meat would have just made more sense. I think it would have been better.
I think it's always important to remember who invited you onto a podcast. I will just start with that. Although it did look pretty raw.
Thank you.
I will all say right. that.
Look Kayla's my new best friend. Laura, you and I are on the same wavelength, but like, no, Caleb gets me right now.
Okay.
I know that the big reveal was that like, oh, Beau's like, oh, I'm gay.
Yeah.
But like when Brooke on two separate occasions is like, just ignore him.
Oh,
at what point are you going to be like, hey, maybe my boyfriend's a piece of shit.
I know.
I shouldn't be dating
him. That relationship was really weird because she was just like letting things go. And I don't know.
And then at the end, the kiss, how
that was weird.
That just felt so out of pocket.
I was telling her about it today. Go ahead.
Yeah, we were talking about that actually, because we were just like, this doesn't even make any sense. You go from having like this guy who's like super progressive, you know, whatever, macho dude with his girlfriend that, you know, he stuck face with earlier. And then he just brings her over to this dude's house and is like, I know you guys like each other. Just, you know, I'm just going to look over here. Yeah, I'm going to look over here.
Nice moves is what he said.
Yeah, it was so weird.
I mean, they bonded while they were running for their lives, but like
we love Milo Ventimiglia. I have a Milo story that didn't happen to me, unfortunately, but I used to work at a classic car insurance company, and the girl that I was sitting next
was
to
was it Grundy? Just kidding.
No.
Oh my god, I know, I just thought of that too.
But she sat next to me and her phone rang, she picked it up and she started slapping the table. And I was like, what is happening? And then I looked and she turned the screen because like it would pop up the second someone calls with their name and their policy. And it was Milo Ventimiglia. And he was calling to pay his premium. Oh, but she said that he was really nice and that she was fangirling. Oh, she was fangirling. And then I started to too, even though I wasn't on the call. And I was like, oh my God.
That's so
iconic. It is.
Yeah.
So I just looked it up.
Okay.
So it's in like a glass container with like a snap lid. It does look like almost raw meat, but it's, you could clearly see that it's deli meat.
Okay, but so I'm sure it was deli meat in order for the actor to actually be able to eat it, but I think the point of it was supposed to be raw, right? That would make the most sense.
I think she would be like, why are you eating raw meat? And then she...
Well, that's what I'm saying. But they didn't. It's like it was completely normal. That's what I'm saying.
Can you send Caleb and I the photo?
We're going to have to disagree. That's it.
Maybe she was just like, you know, high school's a wild time.
What
I
if
get the
it
stress.
Was just really wet strawberries?
Ew. That's another story. That's another movie.
I don't know.
What was I gonna say? The thing with the whole gay storyline, I was like, wow, they're really dropping the F-bomb in this movie, aren't they? And
yes,
he's like,
yeah,
he's like, show us how to fly, fairy. And he's like, okay, sure. And then he like drops him on his head, like wrestling, which I thought was great. But the way he just like shows up at his house at like towards the end of the movie or the middle of the movie, and he's like tries to kiss him. I'm like, I know a gay man wrote this and he's trying to be like over the top. And I was like, that would never happen. It was
werewolf allure.
Yes.
Oh, well, he does say that.
Steven.
But then he goes,
yeah,
I got that. He kind of like jokes about it. He goes, yeah, okay.
He's like, it's because I'm a werewolf. You don't actually mean it, right?
Bo
like,
is a confident young man. He was ready to come out and he was going full force.
Steven, would you have felt that would have been more believable if Bo came over with a gnome?
Probably, yeah. Gnomes. And then they would have been like, let's share our gnome collection together. Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. I did appreciate that they did bond after that, and Bo's whole character changed. I was like, cause I do remember him coming out like towards the middle of the movie, and I was just like, I just forgot that he was so nasty. And I was like, I love that he called him out though, and I was like, you're repressed, like you've got things that you need to deal with. And he did, but I thought it was just weird at the end, like you said, that he's like, How did you know where I live? And Bo's like, I told her. Dude, you just got attacked by a werewolf. And
then like, I was walking around. The whole thing was just confusing to me because they literally were just at this club. Literally just like
all he had was
died.
Like a thing on his nose or something.
Right? And this whole thing just happened. You know what I mean? They just got attacked by werewolves. This crazy night just happened. And he's like, I'm going to go pick up my now ex-girlfriend and take her over to this guy's house who literally almost turned into a werewolf and we almost died together. But I think this is the perfect opportunity.
But no, that's not even how it happened, right? Because she was like, I found your dog walking.
We're so mad about this scene.
But Bo was the one who told her where he lives. So
yeah, like, it doesn't add up.
And he had his car. He had his
why
car
were they
there.
Together? Like, why didn't he just go home and be like, I almost died tonight. I'm going to go to sleep. You know, but I did have a concussion. I don't know.
I have a theory. He went to Brooke's house, if that's her name, to break up with her, let her know, you know, the real him. He shows up. Brooke has just found Zipper. And then he's like, I got an in. And then he drove her on over, whatever they walked, who knows. But then, like, why be a third wheel? Because they just made out in front of you and, like, you just broke up, I'm assuming.
He wasn't going to go. They started walking away. And then he turned around and was like, you coming? You know,
and I would be like, no, I'm
they
going
scrupled
home.
Their way home.
I was like, oh my god, maybe this could be a threesome. Because every gay guy before their gay is bi, so he's like, maybe I'm bi.
If it were me, I'd be like, I'm going home. I just got attacked. I'm going to bed.
And then he just leaves his sister to clean up the disaster of a house.
That was fucked up.
And she's like, it's fine. I just killed my boyfriend, but you go start a new relationship.
I know.
I'll stay here and just clean. Bye, guys.
And cry. I'm going to clean and cry and then cry and clean.
No,
she's not gonna cry. She's happy that motherfucker died. He was so nasty to her. How many times did he throw her up against the wall?
At the end,
he literally reminded me of my ex physically in the way not the way that he looked, but like his expressions, his mannerisms, a lot of gaslighting.
Toxic
masculinity at its finest. So I thought it was great that they hired Joshua Jackson for this role, because he is not like this at all in Dawson's Creek. He gets like nasty sometimes to Joey, but he's so evil in this. But he played the part in the beginning really, really well, where he's like supposed to be this like soft spoken boyfriend, where he's like, you know, he really likes her.
He was annoying.
He did annoy me though, I will say that. The way he was delivering his lines, where he's like, that's what he does in Dawson's Creek sometimes though, where he'll do these things, these weird mannerisms, where he'll be like, I love you, Ellie. And I really want us to, you know, get through this. I just gotta take 3 days off by myself, but I'll be back. And I'm like, you're the werewolf, obviously. But he does this thing where he like he almost sounds like he's like pitiful, you know what I mean? Like he wants her to like pity him. That's what he does, and it drives me crazy. That and the way Joshua Jackson eats on screen drives me absolutely crazy. But I did appreciate at the end when he turned totally evil and started like fighting her, and he was going to kill the brother, because we don't ever see that side, that type of character with him.
Not from him, no. But did anybody else, when he said, I'm born this way, or I was born this way, start singing Lady Gaga in their head?
No, but I love that you went there.
I was born this way. I can teach you how to control it.
Like, well, that's another part of... That was another part of... What?
I said, sure.
No. that was another part of why I chose it for Pride Month, because he was born this way. He was cursed. Like every homosexual, they're cursed to live this fabulous life of gnomes and podcasting and, you know, drinking Red Bull.
I know Caleb had a thought that he was trying to get out.
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
just talk over us. It's fine.
Yeah, really.
No,
jump right in.
I would never.
Raise your hand. And we're
I know Caleb's cues, and I knew that he wanted to say something.
Oh, you're like,
it's one of his ticks. I was just a little weirded out by, like, I don't know if everybody in here was thrilled by the fact that, like, everybody that was acting in the movie was thrilled by, like, all of the star power in this movie, because the kisses were super aggressive. And I was like, it felt super weird. And I don't know if they were like, Jazz, like, I'm kissing Christina Ricci, or Jesse Eisenberg kissing, I forgot, Brooks.
Christina Onapor? I can't say her last name.
Yamaguchi.
Yeah. I was uncomfortable during the kissing scenes, and it's not because I only watch PG-13 movies.
I like it a little impressive, so I was all right.
I love that. That was good.
Jamie loves it when Joshua Jackson just shoves his tongue down her throat. So
okay, yeah, I knew I shouldn't even brought the thought up.
No, you're good. Hey, everybody's got their thing.
I'm distraught.
Let's talk about the beginning with Shannon Elizabeth and Maya when they go see the Zayla, whatever her name is, Portia de Rossi. And she's like, you're both cursed. You're both going to die.
She's like, blood. I see a lot of blood.
Yeah.
Would any of you see a fucking fortune teller?
Like, 100%.
No, fuck that. No.
And if she told me that, I wouldn't leave the house. I'm already not. But
I hate it.
I'll never go out at night again.
I absolutely hate
it. Great
news.
I already don't.
I hate it when she goes, you can't tell people that shit. Lay off the crack pipe. I was like, she's warning you. Just listen to her.
Oh,
my God, it was because so when she got there, she just wanted relationship advice to tell her friend to fuck off on that guy. And in this case, she was not getting what she wanted. She's like, no, you're not telling her what I want you to tell her. I want relationship advice. I don't want this creepy warning. Like, I don't give a shit about your warning. Fuck your warning. And like, tell me what I need her to hear.
If you guys went to a fortune teller and you were going for relationship advice, and she was like, you know what? Actually, you're going to die. Would you be like, okay, yeah, I hear you. I'm scared. But also, like, is it going to work out? Or would you just immediately be
scared?
That's
like, that's basically what has happened in this whole thing. That's great that we're going to die, but I need you to tell her to leave this guy. Like,
yeah. I'm going to
die tonight anyways when you get torn in half.
So. I'm paying you. I want to know everything. So, okay.
Yeah.
Am I going to last? Is this relationship going to last? And when will I die? Just let me know everything so I can die happy, like, and not having...
Does the relationship end because my life does?
Okay, but I'm dying to know, does this work out? So...
I might literally die if you don't tell me the answer right now.
Caleb, we should go see a fortune teller for context.
Fuck off. No.
Why wouldn't you want to go? What do you not want to know? Like, why are you scared to go?
I don't want them digging up my past. You know, before I got on the podcast. You know, before I got on the podcast, I was living a wild life. Three Mountain Dews a day.
Three Mountain Dews a day.
Why wouldn't it?
Or hard?
That's your past, though. She's going to look at your future.
But like, okay, so.
Or he.
If I usually don't subscribe to believing in that stuff, but if they told me some bad shit, yeah, 100% I would believe it. I have a terrible anxiety disorder. I have OCD. Of course I'm going to be fucking like, oh, if I sneeze three times in heading west, then I'm going to kill myself. Yeah, I don't want to know that. Okay. Let that be a surprise.
What if they tell you positive things? Would that ease your anxiety?
No, because I know they're lying. They're just trying to make a quick buck.
You're so annoying. You're going to believe the negative, but not the positive. It's usually the opposite, I feel like.
So do you not believe in fortune tellers, or do you believe in fortune tellers?
Who?
Me personally.
I do and I don't. I feel like it's very much like a cursed situation, right? Like, there's probably a lot of fakes, but there's one who's going to tell you you're going to die, and it's right. So I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with Lauren. I'm like, maybe. I think it's going to depend on the person, whether they're actually sensitive or if they're just really good at reading people's body language. So I don't know.
That's why I think it would be so fun to go with Caleb. Because
I want to go, but somebody else gets the reading. I don't want to know.
Like, but what if mid reading she's like, wait a minute, and she grabs your hand and she's
God,
like,
no,
she's panicked.
I'm
she does that reading
her
for
and be
free.
Like, listen, are we all gonna die right now? No, okay, is it gonna be like a really crazy? I don't want to know, honey. Okay, if it's my time, it's my time. You know, like. I don't need
Steven
to see
just
coming.
Nodding.
I don't want to see it coming. It's gonna be a surprise. And then I'm gonna just be blissfully unaware, and then let me just
okay.
I don't need to be stressed about it. And I'm with Caleb. I'm gonna have anxiety for the rest of whatever left time I have left. Like, I don't want to be
thinking. I would want to know when I'm gonna die.
She got it down to a timestamp, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I would want
to
know.
Oh, it's gonna be a full moon and it's gonna be warm out. Well, that's great. Like, every month is a full moon, so
and
so
watch out for werewolves.
I'm just never gonna go anywhere. Like, do I have to be under the moon? Does that mean it's gonna be dark? And I mean I could be inside the house, my house is gonna explode. Like,
you never know.
Like, it's just too many possibilities for me to just live in anxiety for the rest of
my
life.
I think I want to know. I think it would bring me peace. And then I especially would get to that mindset of like, well, it doesn't matter. I'm dying on whatever day at this time. Like, who cares what I do right now?
Yeah, I guess you could just be like YOLO, right? Like, just do it before you go.
You would do all the bad things you wanted to do. That's what you
do. Caleb.
Lauren would high five the fortune teller if they were like,
I'd be like, soon?
You've got a week. And you'd be like, Here's 50. Why don't we get that down to 5 days? Steven, do you believe in fortune tellers?
I don't know. It's like the alien thing with me. Like, I
Okay.
believe like somewhat,
If
but
he
not like
saw a fortune
100%.
teller in person, maybe
I
he would
might
believe in
believe
them.
them, yeah. So I never went to like a fortune teller, but after my mom died, I went to a like a tarot reader, but she was like a little psychic. She
Okay.
wasn't a fortune. She wasn't like a fortune teller. She like did
A
cards.
clairvoyant.
Medium?
I guess. I don't know. Yeah. So she did my
Okay. The
cards
other
and
side.
yeah, she was like sensitive, but she didn't know anything about me. And she drew my cards and she said something to me about like she knew my sign and she was like, "You're a Leo." And she pointed out something like the Leo sign on the card. And I was like, "Yeah, I am." And she goes, "And you have a partner." She didn't say a boyfriend or girlfriend. She said a partner. And she said, "They're a Pisces." And I was like, "They are." I
Oh
was
my
like, "What
God.
do you like? How did you know this?" And she was like, "It says it right here." And I was like, "Okay." Then she was
She
like,
has
"You're..."
both of your IDs.
I know.
Yeah,
She
she's
did.
really good at astrology.
Well, it was after my mom died, so it was very much like I probably would believe anything. She could have been lying
Intuitive.
to me the whole time, but what she said to me, I totally like believed her. She said
Oh.
that I was going to be traveling down south, and I went to Florida. I was like, that's south, right?
Yeah.
And I have it written down. She said a bunch of stuff to me that actually, oh, she said you're going to be getting a job soon in an office. She told me I was going to get a job in an office, and I was still working at Pathmark at the time. And I ended up getting an office job, which is what I wanted. I didn't tell her anything. And I was like,
Kayla's face.
I was surprised too, because when everything started happening, I was like, she really said all this stuff. I was more surprised about the sign thing, like knowing my horoscope and knowing that Justin was a Pisces, but I never told her I had a significant other. But she said some other stuff too. I'll have to find it. But I asked her some other stuff and she just gave me like basic answers. But for the most part, what she said to me did happen, and I was like kind of shocked about it. But do I like believe that all the time? Like, I don't know. I think it was just, I don't know. I think it's like a weird, odd coincidence, you know? I don't know. But I never met her, so maybe she was a little psychic. Who knows? I don't know.
If
She's
you
dead, though. I can never go and ask her if she's like
Oh.
was lying or not.
She
But
didn't
she
see that coming.
got
She's gonna
him.
visit you tonight and let you know.
Yeah, she'll visit me in my dreams. She'll be like, "It's
Well.
me, Marnie." She was just like this little old lady who like chain smoked at the bar, and she had like short
Okay,
brown hair.
that's real. That's real.
Yeah.
If
Have you
you
seen Teen Witch? Yes.
Yeah,
Yeah.
she looks just like my the realtor that was in
Zelda.
the house. Yeah,
How
but
many, if you were a fortune teller, how many people would you just be like, I don't know how to tell you this, but I'd get your affairs in order, and then just like, that's all the time we
do that
have.
to anyone. I
Oh,
would do it to you.
I mean, you got a hit, right? It's just like Vegas, play the odds. One of them's gonna die, and all of a sudden you got all this clout.
Well, but I mean, even if they weren't coming soon, you're gonna die eventually at some point. So even if you told somebody you're gonna die, I mean, yeah, obviously, one day I will. You know, you just
You
tell me
guys are
when.
scammers. Scammers and schemers. I
Well,
like my fortune tellers honest.
I mean, I'm being honest. You're gonna die someday. I just didn't tell you when.
Lauren
Oh
likes her fortune tellers with a business card. That's what she likes.
no. Yeah.
So that she can contact them anytime.
Yeah.
Were you rated by the Better Business Bureau? I just want to know
Right.
what your rating is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yelp.
Yep. But speaking of death, let's talk about Shannon Elizabeth's death in that car. And let's talk about how Christina Ricci was so unconcerned about her while she's hanging upside
I
down.
know.
She's like, it's
She's like,
okay.
we'll
Let me
get
go
you
get.
out as the blood's rushing to this girl's head.
I
Like, she's like
know.
freaking the fuck out. And she's like, let me try to open up the trunk to get something. I was like, The car
The
is
car's
upside
upside
down.
I know.
Open the trunk,
Listen,
dummy.
listen. She would have had better luck going through the back seat. But I just like, I don't, this is like I said earlier with this, like she was just too calm at everything. Like, what kind of downer are you on to not have any real reaction? Like,
Oh, her
what is
parents
the
have
name?
died, and now she's taking care of her brother, so she probably was on, the pressure medicine. So
Yeah, I don't know.
that
We
whole
all need
scene,
it.
I was just waiting for Christina Ricci's character's name was Ellie, right? I was waiting for Ellie to go, calm down, calm down. It's gonna be okay. You know why? Because I'm gonna be okay. I don't know about you, but I'm gonna be just fine.
You're
Just
stressing
what
me
everyone
out. You
wants
need
to
to
hear.
relax, okay? You're stressing me out, and don't appreciate it. Even though you're the one in a critical condition situation, you're freaking me out. You need to relax
Well,
because
I
I need
loved
to
it.
calm down.
I loved it though when she's like sitting up against the glass, like she's finally released, and she's like, I hope you guys have insurance. And then the wolf just walks
I
through the glass and like pulls her out. I was like, oh my God, what a thing to say. They were like,
They were not trying to get out of that car fast
iconic
enough. Like
last words.
she got loose from being upside down in the seat. First thing I'd want to do is be like, all right, get out of my way, get out of the car. They're
Yes.
sitting there having a conversation in an upside down car that
Yeah,
I'm
she.
expecting to explode sometime soon. And like,
Yes.
and then she gets ripped out from the other side. And I'm just like, bro.
Was forewarned. Like, I mean, she was forewarned, but she didn't want to believe it. But yeah, the whole scene where, and then they were, so I didn't see the part, I missed this whole part where they're like being dragged through the whole car, and
So,
they, when they get out, they were bit or scratched or whatever. I totally missed where they scratched them. I don't understand where that
So I
happened.
think he grabbed her, and then Ellie grabbed him, and they're getting dragged through the thing. And I something happened in the bushes because it all happened. Like the camera, it was dark, and it was like happening really quick. But I think something happened because he let go of the girl, and then I guess snapped at. I can't remember the brother's name right now,
Jimmy.
and then scratched Ellie, but Ellie was too far away, so she didn't. I don't know. Isn't
I
that kind of
totally
what
missed all
happened?
that.
Something like that. It was so quick though, like he really had to be paying attention to catch it because, like, because they didn't even know. They got out from the bushes and out between the car because the only way to get out of it was to go back through the car. And he's like, "I got bit," and he's like, "Oh, Ellie, your arm." She's like, "Oh, I didn't know this happened."
Wait, and he
He's
had this gigantic scratch across his chest,
Yeah.
and like, it was just like a, I guess like a patch was over it. I was like, you need like stitches. Like, I don't
Yeah.
understand
They don't
how.
have insurance, okay? That was when we should have known. Clearly, they don't have insurance, even though she
No,
was
so
very
then,
calm.
yeah, she was so calm. So then they're like, do you hear that? There's like noise. And Ellie's like, they see the cops like up ahead, and then all of a sudden, Shannon Elizabeth's body, torso, is thrown at Ellie, and she lands on the ground. And then that's when we see her turn her head, and she's got the Angela face from Sleepaway Camp, and she literally turns around,
Just
rolls herself
horror,
over,
frozen
and starts
horror.
crawling to get away, and then she just dies. I did think that was so disgusting and perfect for the movie
I
because
loved
they
it.
needed it.
I
And
loved it.
yeah, I thought it was perfect. And I thought it was great that Ellie did scream. It was probably the most realistic scream that she gave through the whole movie, because the rest of the time I thought she was just not believable for me. And
Yeah.
I feel like
I
every
love
time a
Christina
kid dies,
Ricci.
it's like the
I don't
same
get it.
thing.
I
But yeah.
would say that whole car and that whole car scene is probably my most favorite Progressive commercial I've ever seen. My least favorite Allstate commercial. And I hope you all are sponsored. So.
No, we don't have sponsors. Somebody said to us in our live, we did a live randomly on Jamie's birthday, or we were hanging out on her weekend. Birthday week, whatever. So people were like, oh, we love listening to your podcast because you don't have a lot of ads. And I was like, yeah, because we don't have sponsors. So I was like,
We love that you don't make money off
I
doing
know.
this.
I
Stay
was like,
poor.
oh my God. And we were drinking that day, and I almost said a couple of things. And I was like, I looked at Jamie, I was like, no, I gotta stop. She's just like, don't.
Margaritas, man. That'll do it.
I almost said stuff on a live that I probably couldn't have taken back. So I'm glad I didn't. Anyway,
I bet someone is out there screen recording all of your lives and then uploading them to
we're that popular, I told you. We've got a
Yeah.
big
They're
platform.
looking for you to
Huge
say
platform.
problematic things.
Oh my God. Let them post anything problematic. It's always cut out anyway. So
Listen, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
true.
Anyway,
Jamie,
so
that was the best. Okay.
Don't even. All right.
Loved that.
Oh,
That
did
was.
you guys notice that the police officer was Nick Offerman from Parks and Rec?
Yes.
I knew he looked familiar, but I couldn't place it. I'm
Yeah,
like,
we love
why
that
does
about
he
you.
look familiar? I don't know. I didn't care enough to Google him.
Wow, I'm shocked. You Google
It
everything.
wasn't bothering me enough. Like sometimes you have those actors, you're like, no, I know this dude. This dude, I'm like, maybe.
But
I'm so
they all think that it was a mountain lion or a bear. And Jimmy's like, no, it was a werewolf. It was like something from a movie, like a monster animal or something. And they're like, yeah, we already got your
giant
screen
wolf, okay? It was like a
name.
human-sized
Iconic.
wolf.
And so yeah, and Ellie's sort of like not backing him. And he's like, you were with me. Like,
But I didn't
back me
see
up.
it. It was dark. Everything happened so fast. I'm really calm, even though we
Same.
witnessed an accident, and then we watched a girl get,
I know.
and she, her half
Okay.
of her torso was thrown at me,
Okay.
and I'm still not traumatized.
I'd be
And
traumatized.
the fine.
I know. And the fact that when they get home, Jesse, I don't remember his character's name anymore, is
Jimmy.
going, Jimmy, he's going upstairs, and Ellie is like, a lot just happened tonight or some shit. And it's like, okay, we could say the same to you.
Do you want to talk about it? Do you?
I know, like, let me go be traumatized alone and bitter that you don't believe me.
But they're
Okay.
both kind of like on the same page with one another. Like they don't seem to be related though. It's weird. But like
I
she's
bet
like, I
they're
wanna
not. I bet they're just paid actors.
Shut up. Stop.
I think you're right.
It's the mailman's kid, okay?
It would have been so funny if when they walked into the house, Christina Ricci was like, wow, 3 times in 1 month, huh? What are the
I wanted to bring up the elephant in the room, which is the fact
Your
that
ugly house?
no,
Oh.
the fact that after Jimmy got bit and he's more like alluring and hot, I guess, suddenly he doesn't have curly hair.
Oh
He is
yeah, he
like
flat
weird
irons his hair.
straight hair.
What
Yeah.
the
And
fuck
he
does
was
that mean?
doing
Hold
the
on. Let's back up for a second.
like, dude, we all know you straightened your hair at some point. We don't need to hear about it. But if you want to
Okay.
share, let us know that
No,
pivotal moment in
I don't
middle
either.
school when someone paid a
I
little bit
don't.
more attention to you because you used your mom's flat iron and she was a single
Are you
mother. So
done?
she, no.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Can I just say something? I
Pop off.
just don't appreciate the insinuation that curly hair makes me less attractive.
Oh, I love that. No, I agree. I feel okay.
No,
Marissa,
don't fight. Walk it back.
no. Marissa and I have this whole thing that we've talked about where it's like back in the 80s and probably early 90s, the ugly girls in movies had straight hair and the popular ones had curly hair, big hair. But then as time shifted, it flipped and went in reverse. Suddenly, curly hair is the bad one. So, Caleb, please give us your input on that.
Like if you think curly hair is the bad hair, you've never had curly hair because it is like I used to hate it because I was taught to hate it and then I decided to love myself.
It's just hard to maintain. My hair is like cross in between the curly and the straight, and I literally never know what to do with it.
It's
Me too.
very difficult.
It's
Yes.
hard. Yeah. It's annoying.
I flat iron my hair all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We can tell.
I feel your plight, Caleb and Jamie. But yeah, he flat irons his hair because he's more like attractive that way. I thought he looked stupid, to be honest with you.
I
His
know.
hair. So when he did this with his hair, did anybody else think of Zeke from the Faculty? Because that's all that was going through my head. I'm like, Zeke is
Oh,
way
yeah.
hotter. Oh, sorry,
Well, I
dude.
didn't think of Zeke. I think Zeke is
Then,
much more attractive. And even
yeah.
with his
Well,
weird
yeah, but
hair,
I'm just talking about the hair. He had like
it
the
was
straight
that's
hair. He was
Josh
going in every
Hartnett,
hair.
Caleb.
Yeah, it was
Jesus
going in every
Christ.
direction. I was like, he's pulling off. When did the Faculty go out? Like, when was that made?
Was before
Like, maybe
this. It was
it
like
was definitely before
1998 or
this. It was,
something.
yeah, that sounds about right. But I mean, maybe that was, I don't know what was going on, but they were trying something new. His confidence went up, that's for sure. He was like, I'm gonna be a werewolf. Yeah.
I
Well,
know.
he did
Look
all
at Alive.
this
Jumping over
research.
stuff in school, like, look at me, I'm hot shit. Let me beat you up now in wrestling. Yeah. I don't know.
Also, if I tried to pull that in the high school that I went to, immediately the teachers would have been all over me, yelling at me for
We would
jumping over
have,
the railing.
yeah.
I know.
Oh, I thought you talked, you were gonna say straightening your hair. I was like, yeah, they would have made fun of you.
That's what I was gonna say, Lauren.
Oh.
Ha
I thought you were gonna say trying out for the wrestling team and putting somebody up in the air the way that he did, and they were gonna be like,
to.
they would be all over me to join the wrestling team, and that never happens, so.
Caleb was the captain of the wrestling team.
That is a falsified
Oh.
statement. I was
I thought
not.
he was.
My brother John wrestled all through high school, and he brought him ringworm from his disgusting wrestling shoes, and I got it. It was so gross.
Were you wearing his wrestling shoes?
No, I touched them. Like, I must have touched them. Like,
Oh, why were
and
you
I got
touching
it.
them?
I don't know. I guess I like was moving them. I was in like 8th grade, I guess. And I remember I got this like little ring like right here, and that
Yeah.
like it just looks like a ring. But I was like, "Ew, I got a parasite!" And my mom was like, "You have to put this cream on it, and it'll go away." Because I guess my brother John got it all the time. But I remember I was going in and getting fitted for like a suit for my 8th grade graduation, and my brother John was with me, and I was like, "Do I tell them that I have this?" Because I was trying on shirts. I was like, "Steven, don't say anything." And I was like, "But people are gonna get it, and it's all your fault." And he was like, "Just shut the fuck up, Steven." And I was just like, "Fine," like, because I always just did whatever he said.
Traumatizing.
I know. I
Oh
never got ringworm after that. It was the
my
one and only time.
God.
But
A fun thing that
yeah.
I want to share about ringworm.
There's a
It's
funny thing about
disgusting.
ringworm.
No, a fun thing is that I always call Molly Ringwald
Okay.
Molly
Let's get back to Kurt.
Ringworm.
Even
This
Steven,
is what I love
no.
about Steven. Stories, man, stories.
Anyway, you know what? Let's talk about Joanie, aka Judy Greer.
Oh,
And let's talk
yes.
about how iconic she is, just in general.
Okay, you do like Judy Greer?
Yeah, I love Judy Greer.
Okay, I only recently have started to like her. I used to hate her growing up, and I think it's because she always played these people
She's a
that you're
bitch.
meant to hate.
Yeah, she's
Right,
always
yeah.
been a bitch in everything she's
Yes.
in. But like, I don't have
Except
these
Halloween.
feelings for her,
Wait,
like
what was
one
her
way
name?
or another. Like, I'm just like, oh, it's that blonde skinny chick, you know? I
With the weird
don't know.
face.
With a
See,
weird face
Kate.
that she's in like everything. She's just everywhere. But like she does always have that, like she
That
always plays that
character.
like snobby character. Like we're just like, I just want to smack you, or I don't know,
I
something.
am dying to hear Caleb's thoughts because he texted me a whole paragraph about his thoughts on Judy Greer.
Lauren is such a fucking liar.
I wish, why don't you ever just go along with the bit, you know?
I thought it was hilarious when she was like, "Do you know who I had to blow to get in here?"
I
I
know.
thought that was hilarious.
He's like, ooh, I got a blow to get out of here.
That, yeah, that was great too. Yeah, I'm all right with them. Why not? That was what the paragraph said. I just repeated that 27 times. I said, "Yeah, I'm all right with them."
I
Gonna
thought she
block your
was
phone number.
not the first time.
Or the last. I'm a
I
Scorpio.
thought she was great as the werewolf, because I remember when I watched this the very first time, I never saw her being like the main werewolf.
Yeah.
The only thing that I hated was her reasoning for why she was killing people. It was such a
I
dumb,
know.
like, I don't know.
If I can't have him, no one can. Girl, he.
What was she with him for, like a month?
And
Was the sex that
one,
good?
man,
Like,
I
come
think
on.
she said like one passionate night where they bit each other or something. That's what she said, and that's why
She
she
just
got
said
the
it
nurse.
got wild or something. Like, what does that mean? Did you scratch him and lick it? Like, I don't. Because he was completely surprised. He was like, you? Really?
From missionary?
Yeah. Like, what happened during this experience that like she got infected with his blood? Like, did she just like scratch him and then lick her finger? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, the dreaded lick your bloody finger. That's what she
Yeah.
did. And
They're into
she
some
got
weird
it.
stuff.
She got the mark of the beast. But yeah, I thought, you know what grossed me out a little bit when she was, I didn't even catch on when they were like trying to escape the nightclub, and they kept showing the mannequins, and you see somebody in a purple dress, and then when he goes back and he goes, there were three. And she's like, "What? What are you talking about, Jimmy?" And he's like, "There were three."
I
And
know.
she comes out from behind, and her face is like a werewolf face. That creeps me out.
Yeah.
I like when movies do that, where it's like, and it was real
Like a
quick.
little bit of a morph. You have like an
Yeah.
anamorph thing going on for like a second.
I will say during that scene, I fully expected like a Scooby-Doo like type of vibe where they put on the costumes and just stand there.
Yeah, I
I was
agree.
like, if they do it, I'll love it and hate it at the same time.
It was great when Joanie jumps up on the rafters and the cops come in, and Christina Ricci gets her to come out by saying she's got a bony ass and fat thighs and bad skin, and she jumps out and she goes,
You
"Fire!" And then she shoots her
I
the
know.
finger.
Well, the way that she like flung out and did it too,
So
that
dramatic.
added to the her flipping her off. It was my
Yeah.
favorite.
That was my favorite part of the movie. It was hilarious.
Honestly, if someone said I had bad skin, I'd freak out. I do have a zit.
I'd be like, no, I don't. I was on Accutane, so go fuck yourself. That's what I would say. I've never had a blemish since, and it's been like 20
For
years.
you. See,
So.
that's why, Caleb. Oh
And
my God,
purpose.
that's right. I have to tell your fans that I do not buy your age, because I don't think they know. And like, until I see your birth certificate, this is my aliens, this is my fortune teller. I'm not gonna believe it until I see
My
it.
God. Steven is coming to Colorado to visit.
Oh yeah, your sister messaged me today and said, "Are you coming to Colorado this summer?"
She messaged me and asked me to today. And I
And I
was
was
like,
like, I don't know if I'm
I don't
coming this
know.
summer. I have like things that I'm trying to do. I don't know if it'll work this summer, but I'm still trying to
Well, the
decide.
fall then is
Yeah,
fine.
like we could do that. I'm just trying to figure out if I'm even going to Vegas in August. I'm still like on the fence.
Dude, you gotta
Okay.
stop procrastinating because, like, if it's gonna be
Just do
Kelly
it.
Clarkson, that the hotels around, they're gonna get booked quick. So you're gonna end up going further and further away from the strip.
I know, and she's at Planet Hollywood or something. It's right at Planet Hollywood.
Yeah.
But they're
Enough
doing
about Kelly. Let's talk about you visiting Denver.
Well, and then the other thing is that they're doing BravoCon in November, and my friend Becky and Mara want to go, and I was in Las Vegas, and I was like, "Are we really doing this?" Like, and she's like, "Well, we got to decide soon." And I was just like, my God, like, I hope I have all this money to go to these fucking conventions. Like, so I gotta figure it out.
Especially
I
after
would like to
booking my
go.
ticket for Denver. Okay, wait. I have something that I want to say to Steven, and it is that in I'm trying to find something really quick. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. I wish I was better prepared for
She's
this.
not prepared. She made a stop
I
and she's
know.
not prepared for
I think I'm
it.
trying to find a conference that maybe you would want to come to in Colorado, and we currently have in August, the Medicaid Enterprise Systems Conference. So you might as well just book a ticket right now.
Because that on my it's birthday not going to
get I better can, than that.
I should just totally do it if that's
you
on my birthday.
Should. Or Galacticon. Okay, I wish I found that one first.
Is that a UFO thing?
I don't know, to be honest.
Oh, I hate that I'm getting into UFOs. Ooh,
okay, October 5th, the Mile High Firefighters Conference. We could go as fans.
If they're hot, I'll go.
Well, I would hope that some of them would be.
I'm just going as a fan of fire safety.
I'll get us tickets. We'll decide when you get here.
You're like, you just gotta book your
yeah.
Jamie has to go to the bathroom.
Leave that in.
I am. I always do. Oh. All right. So what else can we talk about this movie? I'm so glad I didn't go in order of the film and we're just skipping all around because I'm trying to remember what we talked about.
I like that though.
I know. I do like the chaos of it all.
Did you all think the house was going to burn down when the werewolf
yeah.
caught
yeah.
on fire?
Yeah, I wished it would. Clean start.
I agree with that statement. I honestly hated their house. I don't know what it was about it. It looked like an old house. And it looked like from like 1995. And like it needed an update or something. I couldn't stand it.
Couldn't we say that about all of our parents' houses?
Okay, Steven, you find out that your husband is a werewolf. What's your next step?
Leave him, because I don't want to be
fair.
I don't want to deal with going through that change all the time and killing people. That's not my thing.
I know. And even if you didn't get changed, the fact that you have to worry about your partner going out and killing people, and then you're like, I can't deal with this. I can barely deal with a Tuesday afternoon.
I don't want to be in an open relationship because I don't want to worry about him going out. Could you imagine if he was a fucking going out all the time? What would he be doing?
Oh my gosh.
I know.
No,
that's why I don't understand why Zipper wasn't just out biting people.
Plot hole. Total plot hole.
It's good.
Did you know Zipper's real name is Solar? I saw it in the credits.
I don't like that as much.
Okay. I like Zipper better. How about we talk about how Maya's character is a total dirtbag, because she's trying to get her friend from being with Jake, and she goes to the pita party after he's talking to Ellie, and then Joni shows up and Maya starts flirting with Jake. I'm assuming he just slept with all of them. Like, obviously,
I think he did. Okay, do you remember back in the day, Steven, you will. American Idol, when they would play that Maya Coca-Cola commercial.
My God, I think so, yeah.
That's ingrained in my memory forever.
My God, I gotta find it now.
I think it was Mad TV that did a spoof of it, and it literally would be like 2 seconds of American Idol and then the Coca-Cola commercial and then back and then the Coca-Cola commercial.
Because Coke was their sponsor all the time.
Yeah.
Like, refreshing, like a Coca-Cola. Oh, let's talk about her death scene. How about when Maya gets murdered when she's running through the parking garage? Let's talk about that.
It didn't help. Oh, I'm sorry, Lauren.
It didn't.
I'm gonna
help.
Go.
Okay, see you later. See you on Tuesday.
I was about to say I'm gonna go first, but no, Lauren, please go ahead.
Oh, you go first.
People maybe Steven should go first.
No, use
Jamie
my
should go first.
Let's okay, wait for Jamie.
She's gonna be a while, so we're gonna see.
Okay. I'll go first. I hated what I thought. Caleb, shut the hell up. I hated that she set off the car alarm and then waited for the werewolf to rip it out before she started to run. Like, you were pressing that alarm and running at the same time. She would have died either way, but my own little gripe. That's all I have to say.
I will just say thank you. I've been recognized. I will now speak. It just did not help my fucking fear of elevators. That's all I'll say. No way did it help.
The part that grossed me out was when she saw the footprints and they were like animal footprints and then they were like human footprints and they went back to animal footprints and she sort of looked at it like, oh, that's weird. I would have been so creeped out if I saw that. And I would have tried to get in my car as fast as I fucking could to get out of there. But yeah, she like putzed around. And I did think it was smart that she was like hiding on the side of that yellow SUV, whatever it was. But I honestly thought that she was going to get killed in the, like, they showed her get killed in the elevator, but they never did. But when she was on the ground and she's looking through that little like opening, I was like, get away. You're going to die, you idiot. And then she like, and then obviously she gets killed, but I was like, what a dummy, what an idiot move. Like, just stay as far away from that as possible. You're gonna die, Maya. And then the other thing was that Maya was in this movie. I thought it was so weird.
I did too. I thought it was weird that Shannon Elizabeth was in it in such a small role. Not that she's like some top billed
Well,
actress. Sorry, Shannon, if you're listening
no, you
to
know what I think they were trying to do, Lauren, is that because Scream,
the Wes Craven fake out.
yeah, they were trying to do that with.
Yeah.
Like, they did that a lot with these movies, and they really were trying to make it Scream-esque, and it just didn't turn out that way. But I know that, you know, Shannon Elizabeth's death happened a little, like, not right in the beginning. Like, I think they wanted to. It was like a build-up, which wasn't even a
Yeah.
build-up. She was in it for like 2 seconds, and then
I
she
know.
dies. But they needed like a name, and I guess at the time she was like a name, and they killed her off because you
Yeah.
would think she'd be in the whole movie. Because she's on the poster too, which I thought was weird. I was like, why is she on the poster? It should be Judy Greer. She was
She was free
barely.
that day.
I was like, might as well have Maya on there too. Might as well have Nick Offerman on there too. What's the big difference? What's the big difference? There's no difference here.
Zipper.
They showed the
He's
front
like in Sinister Life. I love dogs.
about how Jimmy ends up howling at the moon to all the dogs
Oh my God. We were all five once. We all did that.
I've never howled at the moon. I'm sorry.
I've howled at dogs.
Oh, I mean, no, I've never done that either.
Oh, I used to believe that I was reincarnated from a dog.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like that explains a lot of my personality as an adult.
You do like
I still
dogs.
believe it.
You're one of the pack. Oh my God.
Yes, I am.
Oh, we get Ellie going back into the office, and everybody notices that she's like, now she's like super sexy. When in reality, I thought she looked pretty normal and the same. She didn't
I
look any different.
know.
Her hair was just
Yeah.
a little curly, I guess. But
Well,
her
she had
friend.
that like hook, that hanger over the
Oh,
shoulder
yeah.
vibe.
Oh, yeah. And
That's sexy.
she left her top button unbuttoned a little bit.
Oh, gotta show that clavicle.
Her coworker Keith, played by Michael Rosenbaum from Smallville, and
Okay, that's that guy.
he was
I
totally
don't know him from
big.
that, but I.
He was an urban legend too. Do you remember him from?
Yes.
But he was totally wearing a wig. It was so obvious that he had a wig on because he was probably shooting Smallville at the same time because he played Lex Luthor and he was always bald. Did you ever watch
Oh,
Smallville at
okay.
all?
I know who that is. It is a bald person. They are a bald
Jesus. Anyway, so
person.
then
Anyways.
that's when this is when she runs into Zella at this audition. They're auditioning fortune tellers. Well, she calls them gypsies, and you're not supposed to say that anymore. And she's like, "What's with all the gypsies?" And they're like,
Oh.
there's a audition happening, and Zula Zella Zula whatever her name is,
I
she's
don't
like, I fear that she has the mark of the beast. And she goes and tries to like warn Ellie. And Ellie's like half listening to her. And she sees her hand, I guess. And she's like, she basically tells her what she told Sean and Elizabeth. But then Keith comes in and basically shooes her away. I would have been like, she's talking to me, Keith. Let her stay here.
I
Like, what is your problem? Go fix your wig. I didn't like that.
I don't either because like I know you guys don't want to know when you're gonna die, but how horrible would that be if like that would give you more anxiety, right? Where it's like someone's starting to tell you and then they get whisked away, so then you don't get the full answer and you already know enough to be freaked out. So at that point, I would just want to know the end of it so I could know, like, okay, maybe I shouldn't drive on the highway this weekend.
It was
Like,
like It was like that thing that they do in movies where they're like, I have to tell you something. Meet me tomorrow after work. And like, no, tell me right now. Like, just tell me
right now. It's almost like this was a movie.
I know.
actually, it does remind me a lot of Fear Street. That exact thing, because they do that all the time where they're on the phone and they're like, I figured it out. And then the next day they're dead. And that's in at least 15 of those books.
15? It's in like all of them. You only I think you only read 15 for your lives, right?
maybe more. I've read more on my own.
Yeah, that's what they're like. They're like, wait, I have to tell you something. Yeah, and then they're dead. So
yeah.
Ellie never had a shot. She never had a chance to figure out what was happening. Well, she already knew.
She wouldn't have believed it anyway.
Yeah.
She would have annoyed me.
Jimmy was telling her, like, spitting facts about what was going on because he's doing research. and she's like, I don't believe you, Jimmy. Even though I feel a change happening and I smell people's blood. Like, she smelled her coworker's nose bleed. And she's like,
you don't do that?
Like, she's like walking through the office like this, and she's like, I smell blood. And then her coworker has the worst nosebleed I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, go to a fucking hospital. You're like losing a lot of blood. Yeah. And I was like,
a nosebleed is a nosebleed.
I mean, I've never had a nosebleed that bad. I don't think I've even had like a nosebleed. But so after Ellie is with Craig Kilborn, who, if you don't know who that is, he used to host the Late Late Show before. Who did it after Craig Kilborn? Craig Kilborn. It was a Irish guy or a Scottish guy.
Craig Ferguson?
Yeah, Craig Ferguson. And then it was, what's his name? The guy who just left.
Everybody James Corden.
Yeah, James Corden. he hosted that show. And I was like, oh my God, I totally forgot about him. He used to host that show. And I was like, they had so many hosts after him. This is so old, this movie. I can't believe it.
That's your proof, Caleb, that Steven is as old as he says.
Steven knew.
I'm giving you all these like weird little like Easter eggs.
You're Ellie and Steven is Jimmy or the fortune teller.
So somehow Craig Kilborn, cuts his finger, and he's like, she's like trying to get a first aid kit or whatever, and he's about to go out, and he's like, just stare at it, and then she just puts it right in her mouth and sucks his blood. Like,
I know what. Okay, and also like, that's not gonna stop the blood; it's gonna come back.
No, and you're gonna catch whatever disease he has now, Ellie. Like, what is wrong with you?
That's
disgusting. Not in 2005. I would never do that. That's disgusting. Maybe now
2006 different maybe story. Now
I would do that because vampirism is like a thing now. I'm not into vampirism.
Really? Sure, it was then.
I mean, maybe
Buffy was still on.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Okay,
that's true.
The way you both are like, yeah.
Good point. But she's got a taste of blood now. She's got the bloodlust. And now
there it is.
You had your moment. How does it feel?
How does it feel? I feel glad that I remembered to use it. So,
okay. We feel glad too. The fans, they're rejoicing. They're writing an email right now telling you how glad they are you used that.
I hope Jamie knows that I said, why couldn't she just take her laptop into the bathroom and just record from,
you know, some people like a little mystery thing, you know, they want some privacy.
I'm okay with it. We're very comfortable with each other, so
okay. Well, we're guests. I don't need to see that side of her.
Oh, she's back. Speak of the devil.
That's all she needed to hear.
She was like, you know,
what are we talking about now?
I said, I can't believe Steven, you didn't just take your laptop to the bathroom with you.
Would you mind answering that question, Jamie?
Yeah, why didn't you?
Would you guys have wanted me to go to the bathroom with you?
No. Yes, Steven did.
They said yes. Lauren was like, I'm fine with it. I brought up how after Ellie put Craig Kilborn's bloody finger in her mouth, she got blood.
Yeah, that was weird.
So now she's like got the taste of blood and she's like freaking out. She goes outside and Joni comes up to her and is like bothering her because they bumped Scott Baio because they were trying to get Scott Baio on this show.
As you do.
fucking weirdo Scott Baio, like creepy Republican.
I know.
Like, give me a break. Who likes Scott Baio? Like, whatever.
Joni.
Oh, that's true. Joni, so funny. Isn't that the name of his show? Joni Loves Chachi. That's like a whole show he was on.
Oh, you know, I was going to ask if you thought that was her like legal name.
Yeah, I do.
It is. How horrible.
I know. I know some Jonies. I worked with some Jonies, and they're definitely Jonies. I got to tell you. The Joni I know has not changed her hairstyle in like years. She still got it.
So. Joni, if you're listening,
she's not.
I'll send you a hairstyle.
She's like, what's a podcast? She's a good time to hang out with, though. We would go out and hang out after work, but
so why are you being mean about her hair?
Because I was just a teaser. I'd be like, oh, Joni, you finally grew out your hair. She's like, yeah, I'm doing something different. I'm like, it's about time, Joni. God, 1985.
I feel bad. Joni, just
keep I on. Love Joni. Keep I'm on. Saying.
Well, you said it with the tone as if you didn't like her.
No, I love Joni.
Justice for Joni.
Anyway, so Ellie runs into Joni, and Joni is like yelling at her because she's mad that they bumped Scott Baio. And Ellie's like, leave me the fuck alone. And she like runs, and she goes in and she goes into the bathroom and she's like freaking out because she's like, feels like change is happening because she's got the mark of the beast. And she hears somebody come in and she like runs into the stall, and we find out that it's the coworker with the nosebleed. And she's like in the stall, and the coworker's like trying to help her, and she's getting closer and closer to the stall, and she's like, Ellie, are you okay, Ellie? Do you need, and she's like, I'm fine. Just leave me alone. I'm just going through something. Just get the fuck away from me. And like she's like, you know, she got her hands up against the stall wall, like just staring at the wall. And I'd be like, all right, I'll just let you be, because I don't know what the fuck you're doing. I don't want to bother you anymore. So
yeah, I don't know why she pushed it. Like, if somebody's in the stall and they're like, I'm fine, leave me alone, like, why would you pursue it?
Yeah, what if she was shitting?
Because she's an annoying coworker. Well, she saw her standing up. That's so.
Well, we don't know how she does it.
Well, she has a
run. I mean, she could have just had a really bad case of IBS. We don't know. But in this case, like, I don't know. I mean, if somebody was like, I'm fine, just leave me alone. You know, I mean, all right, cool. Well, I'm out then. Bye.
And we've all had a mental breakdown in the stall of a bathroom at work.
Oh, I have. Totally.
Me too.
Yeah.
I mean, so she is trying to get into the stall, and Ellie is like, don't come in. So she puts her hand, you know, to stop it. And all of a sudden, it looks totally normal. And then her whole hand imprint is getting into the metal stall, and it's getting all bloody. And the coworker's like, Ellie, your hand. And then she like opens the door even more. And then Ellie sort of like turns her face, and her eyes are all like changed and werewolfy. And she's like, leave me the fuck alone. Like, I told you, leave me alone.
I'm gonna eat you.
Yeah, it was a very weird scene. And the girl like runs away. And now we're just like realizing that Ellie is starting to like change. She's like getting, you know, she tasted blood. She got the bloodlust. She's like got yellow eyes. And she's finally changing into a werewolf.
Steven, can I bring something up?
Go for it.
I
don't know why.
I don't know why. We talked about the whole movie and you're like, you know what? Let me tell you scene by scene.
No, I'm trying to think of things that we didn't talk about.
Okay, what we do need to talk about is how you say woof instead of wolf. Because my sister does
it. In him on how he pronounces things, because I do it all the time. But I'm glad somebody else is doing it this time. Like,
my sister does it too. She says woof instead of wolf.
Which one?
Marissa. She says woof. And she doesn't hear that it's different.
Werewolf.
Werewolf.
Werewolf. How do you there say it?
Sorry, the way that you just said it two times in a row and he was like moving his head a little bit. I'm being dramatic the way that I'm doing it.
Say it. How am I supposed to say it?
Werewolf.
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 Okay, you said it right that time, Caleb.
That's a lot of pressure. Werewolf.
Werewolf.
Steven.
Okay. Werewolf of London.
There's this song in 30 Rock where Tracy does this like party song, and it's like werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky scary, boys becoming men, men becoming wolves. And I literally, like, sometimes I just have that playing on loop.
Oh, that's funny. I haven't watched that show in forever. I should watch it again.
It's one of my faves.
Mine too. So Ellie's like leaving work, and she sees a news report about the girl that died, and she's like, I gotta go home. And this is when Jake comes and breaks her window. She sees that he has
a weirdo.
And he's like,
I don't think he meant to put that much pressure on the window. And it was, I feel like he even looked a little surprised. He was like, sorry.
No, he meant it because he's evil.
He meant it. Yeah, he's evil. Do you think you could have smoothly, this is a real question, like after the window is broken, you know, when he reaches in and turns the car off, do you think you could have done that as smoothly as him, or would you have struggled?
No, I would have been nervous. I'd be like, she's got every chance to get away right now. Like, I got to do it really quickly. And she was like, just let him do it. She let him do it. It was weird.
Maybe he was shocked. Caleb, would you?
No, that was when I was watching that scene. It also gave me the ick, because like if somebody reaches in and turns your car off, like I'm not having a good time at this point.
Danger,
yeah.
Will Robinson. Danger.
Yeah.
red flags.
Well, she does sort of trust him though, because he gives her that much trust to give her the keys back, but then she stabs him with them, which is funny.
As she should. I'm pro stabbing.
Yeah. He deserves it.
Steady step.
But she, she's like on her way home, and she gets a call from Jimmy, who's like, I'm at Tinsel.
Which is the worst name, by the way.
Yeah.
Or a club.
Tinsel, I'm thinking like that crap that you put on a Christmas tree that I can't stand. Yeah. It's sad things to everything. Like, but you have like this horror club and you're going to call it Tinsel?
Like, okay. To be honest, in the theme of Gay Pride Month, it does sound like a gay club.
That's so rude, Lauren. I can't believe you would.
I know.
That is very. It's not like they called it gnomes or something.
No, but there is a gay club here called Tracks, and that's why it makes me think of that. I don't know. Just the tease.
There's a gay club here called Woody's, and it's terrible.
Okay. Well,
I think we have a Woody's here.
I think there's a Woody's.
It's a wing place for us. There is There's a place called Boys Town.
Oh, yeah.
That's not real.
No, they call it
Marissa. They used to go there all the
time. Oh, it's like a place called Boys Town, or is it like.
Yeah, it's a male strip club.
Oh, my God. Are they like totally nude?
You'll have to come to Denver to find out.
I haven't been to a totally nude male strip club in so long. And it makes me so awkward.
I would imagine. Yes.
Yes. So yeah, Jimmy's a Tinsel, so Ellie's like trying to get there to save him, and Jake is now Tinsel, and he's like on the prowl trying to get Jimmy because he wants to get the two of them together to talk, which like it doesn't make any sense at this point. So then somehow they end up in this maze of mirrors. Like, it's so weird.
I don't really understand what's happening in this club. What is it supposed to be?
I don't either. It's
like they've got
like
horror, like, and then they have like a section where it's like strong women. I saw Hercules. I saw Xena.
Oh, did you see like the Freddy Krueger mannequin?
I saw the Freddy Krueger and the dude with the spikes come out of his face.
Hellraiser, yeah.
Yeah, that dude. I'm like, what's happening in here? There's like a werewolf. There's a room full of mirrors. This is like a haunted. I don't know what's going on. It's very.
And then there was Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah. Is that really?
Yeah.
I miss Whoopi, but
I wish she was in this. Can you imagine her as Joni? Oh my God. It would have been so good if she was Joni.
Oh, it would have been great. So Jake jumps out and she like thinks he's like fine, like he's there to save her. But then the werewolf jumps through the glass in the hall of mirrors and attacks Bo. and then just jumps out into the whole Tinsel nightclub and starts attacking people left and right. And I was like, do you believe it now? Ellie, do you believe her now? And everybody's like trying to get out. She's like trampled. She's like falls on the ground and like nobody tries to save her. And then she's standing there trying to find Jimmy, and Scott Baio grabs her, like holds on to her and like takes her out of the club. And then all of a sudden she's standing there talking to like a security guard or something. And he's like ready to close the gate, and she's on the other side of it. And then she like rolls under it. I was like, you could have just hit the button and not made it lock. I didn't understand the reasoning of that. I guess to lock the werewolf in, but it was so stupid. I was like, you're locking yourself in, but you could protect yourself by just stopping the gate from moving, Ellie.
Okay, I am stupid enough that in that moment I was like, there's no other option. She's got to roll. So I'm right there with her.
I mean, honestly, I was the same way. I'm like, are you going to drop and roll yet? Like, are you going to wait the last possible minute? Like,
do you mind? Gate's closed. She did. And she did it like real quick. She did like really quickly.
Stop, dropped, and rolled, you know? Like, she was on fire.
So yeah, she goes back. There was this whole chase scene. But then, and then we see Joni. Joni gets killed. So wait, so then the cops shoot Joni dead from the rafter. She falls. And all the cops are like, is she dead? Is it dead? And Jimmy's like, you have to separate its head from it. And all of a sudden she like jumps up like the last scare, and they shoot Joni, the werewolf, right in the middle of the forehead, and all of her like blood and brains come out from behind. It was so
I know.
Awesome.
All right. Why don't we talk about the finale where they literally kill Jake and how disgusting it was.
Oh, yeah. They were breaking ground on his neck. Yeah, that was ick.
They were breaking ground.
Well, they did the little shovel. And
yeah, he really did.
They did. It was a team effort. I think what would have made that scene better is because you know how Ellie is the one like holding it, I think, and then Jimmy's the one that's like slamming on the thing or whatever. Is if Zipper appeared he did the final blow because he needed a redemption. They should have.
And then Zipper finally closed it with, I had a bone to pick. And then,
we get no explanation as to why he can suddenly talk.
Anybody else find it like a little bit odd that Zipper turned into a wolf beast or something? Like, I don't know if in anything that I've ever seen before that I've seen an animal have a reaction. Like, I don't think that I've never like experienced that in any of like the lore or shows or movies or anything that I've watched previously. So the fact that Zipper turned into like this beast kind of blew my mind. I was like, I liked it at all. I mean, no, I'm not knocking it. It's just
That's why I liked it.
Yeah, it was. I was just wondering if anybody else has like watched something where that would have popped up and been like. You know what I mean? Is this the first and only time that we've ever seen an animal get affected or infected by a like a werewolf blood? Like
I haven't seen many werewolf movies. I thought it was fun, and I thought it was like their own lore that they were coming up with.
Yeah.
You know, however crappy this movie turned out to be. God only knows what the first iteration was of Zipper. Could have been like
it was a cat.
Amazing. Yeah.
It was the raccoon in the trash can. I mean,
he probably got the final blow. The probably. Original Zip.
If that
was button fly.
If that ever comes out, I bet you.
I have
the final act.
I have such a good question, and I'm gonna ask each of you, starting with Steven, if you could turn into either one of these monsters, what would it be? Werewolf or vampire?
Oh, I would be a vampire because you live forever.
Jamie.
So what kind of vampire are we talking here?
I don't know. Whatever your ideal vampire is.
There's just so many different like lores about it. So I was just curious, but I'd probably
be vampire. I'm not into
the science. I never was really a werewolf
like, I never really got into too much of the werewolf lore, you know? So like, vampires were my thing, and that's what I'm going to stick with.
Okay. We all had a Twilight phase.
I was
Twihards. A fan
for Twilight. I was reading weird books, like, at any age.
Caleb.
Could you repeat the question, please?
Oh, God. Would you rather be a werewolf?
It's actually pronounced lycanthrope.
I fucking hate you. Steven, hit end.
So this reminded me of a fucking hilarious meme that I saw that was like, why are all vampires rich? And then the response was, if you in 270 didn't figure it out, just step into the sun and kill me. That. But I would also pick vampire because
that is,
I like
their teeth. Crazy to me.
Very nice teeth.
Yes. So do werewolves. I would be a werewolf. Canines.
Oh yeah.
Why would you be a werewolf?
Why you want to like turn into like I can imagine the pain every shift that they have, the pain that they go yes. through as their bodies break and reform into a creature.
Why like, not?
Yeah, did you not think it was disgusting the way that they show Jimmy and Ellie changing, like transforming? I thought it was so nasty the way
I think
literally you're breaking and reforming into a creature. Like, could you imagine every bone in your body breaking and then
Right.
You could climb on the walls, though.
Yeah, and also I imagine it would just feel like going to the chiropractor every single time.
And you're,
you know what? I could use an alignment. Maybe.
Yeah.
Give me the mark of the beast, so I can not go to the chiropractor anymore. Adjustment on my spine.
Steven, I know you said that they could climb up walls, but some vampires can do that too. Have you ever seen Queen of the Damned? You know, he was totally
I've never
up
seen on that wall. Queen of the Damned. No, you know what? I really wanted to watch. I know. I want to see. I really want to watch Interview with the Vampire. I haven't watched that movie in years, and I think I want to watch it.
That was Kirsten Dunst's first kiss.
Okay.
She was like 7.
Yeah.
She was a vampire child.
Yeah.
I just always remember her death scene in that movie.
Caleb's face is so funny right now.
I know we filming that fucking scene. Like,
it was a different time.
Also, by the way, as a vampire, oh, I can't go outside during the day. Say less. I'm in.
Yeah, right.
You should have led with that.
Yeah, but you can live forever. Yeah. And sorry. I don't even want to live a week.
You see how
I'm fine, everyone.
Okay, this desert is going to kill me over here. I'm going to walk around like a damn lobster. It's going to be fine. It's fine. Okay.
You can also turn into a bat and fly. So even though bats are
sick.
Or you could turn into a beast and get hit by the car.
I could sleep in a coffin.
Also
I could
true.
Sleep at home and wake up somewhere else. Just
like the bush outside your yard.
How many times, Lauren? How many times has that happened?
0. I am worried it might happen.
I'm worried for you that it might happen now, too.
I feel like out of the four of us, Lauren, you'd be the one that would have this problem. You'd like whip outside of your front lawn, like naked in a bush, and you'd be like,
hopefully not. Not naked. I have naked.
And your neighbor next door will see you while he's watering his front lawn, and you literally jump up and climb to your front bedroom window, like give me
from the second floor. You just store it. Yeah.
Could you picture her doing that? She's like, oh, I got this. Let me just jump up.
Totally got this.
No, I think the one downside, if we're like living in this world of this specific werewolf, is going bald before you transform. Like, that would do nothing for my ego. I know I don't have the head for it. Even Judy Greer didn't, because her skull looked so square.
It did.
They didn't do her any favors in that scene.
I am so disappointed that they went with the CGI on this, though, because it did look so cheap. And the picture that I saw of what she would look like is so creepy. And I think it would
need to share this. I want to see it too.
I'm going to post it on our thing, but it would have been so much more scary. But they made the movie so more like much more like a comedy horror, and it wasn't as scary as I think it should have been. But no, I did enjoy it for the most part. I think it's one of those movies that I like to keep just to like throw on when I'm like, oh, I haven't watched that in a long time. And I'm glad that we did it for this, because It was fun just like talking about it again. It's been such a long time since I watched it.
No, thank you for having us on for this opportunity.
What are we going to watch next week?
Well, next week we're watching Dawson's Creek again. And
Buck, what episode?
He won't let us on.
We have a guest coming on already.
Even if he didn't, he wouldn't let us on still because he would want us to watch the entire series up until that point.
You just need to watch that episode.
No, he's said it before.
I literally told him. if you're not just coming on to talk about Dawson's Creek because you don't know anything about it, okay?
You're not going to come on my show and make a fucking mockery of Dawson's Creek.
Here it is, Caleb. Caleb, you got 2 weeks to binge and catch up and get on to season 5, right?
Mother of God. Okay.
Do it.
How many
episodes per season? 22?
Something like that.
Yeah. We're currently on season 5. Next week we do episode 4, I think.
I think so.
But we're not putting those episodes out till July.
I just want everybody able to see how serious I am about watching Dawson's Creek.
Caleb turned on a flashlight.
Well, if you get caught up with it, and then you want to, just pick an episode and you can come on.
I think everyone here knows that that will not happen from us.
Well, I believe it. what are your guys' final thoughts on this movie? Would you watch it again?
Yeah,
I think I would.
I bought it so I could watch it, so yeah, I'm gonna watch it.
Oh my god, Jamie was having like a conniption fit. She was like, I don't know where to find this movie. I'm like, I'm telling you
where. Yeah, I got it on Prime. It just made sense. It was like $4 and some change to rent it, and it was $4 and a couple of pennies to buy it.
I bought it.
Why am I going to rent it for a whole 10 cents more?
Yeah, I was like, I'll probably watch this again. Like, actually, next week we're watching this movie for some. I'm kidding. We should talk about that. What we're doing?
Are you having on?
No one. Oh. Okay. We want our own personal thoughts. We actually just don't want, you know, it's between Caleb and I'm sorry.
I get it. You don't want any gay people on your podcast.
Yes. Actually, I just don't want people to hear about gnomes. That's the main thing.
You brought it up. I didn't even bring it up.
Well, I didn't bring up your gnomes.
I think it was me. It was me.
I was giving you the tour of the cabinet with the things.
I said, oh, with 1,000 gnomes, and then the gnomes kind of spiraled. It might have been my fault.
Yeah.
Not sorry.
What? No, you asked me if I there was a gay guy that you work with that has gnomes.
I didn't ask you if there was a gay guy. Work
with gnomes. I don't know, Lauren. I don't know
It was an inquiry about do all gay guys like gnomes or something?
Yeah.
It was very Census Bureau-y of like, oh, how many people are?
Well,
in your
I got
house?
A new job.
How many
guys.
People have gnomes?
I felt attacked.
We had a consensus going on, okay, and I expect all of our listeners to reply, okay? No,
yes, me too.
Do you like gnomes?
If you're gay,
what is your sexual preference?
If I am going to make a poll and ask all the gay people who listen to us,
and you have to do the option of like. Neither. I just want to see the results because I need that to click so I could see.
I'll let you know either way. So.
Okay.
Lauren doesn't want to taint the results.
But... I don't. I just need to see what's going on in there.
Well, thank you for coming on. This has been a blast.
Thank you for having us.
I'm glad that you were able to come on together. It was really a lot of fun.
I genuinely was flattered. That you would even ask. I did. Like, I was texting and I went all caps. Like, and I know no cap is like a thing that the kids say.
No, is that like out of pocket? Is another term?
I love that. I think that's hilarious.
It's so out of pocket.
What the fuck that even means.
Like, I feel like out of the pocket's like out of the ordinary, where no cap's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I can't keep
I don't know where out of the pocket came from.
I'm so old. I can't keep up with this. Dialogue anymore.
You gotta get down with the 411, you know?
I mean, that I've heard.
Well, you should, because that's hell of a me, so.
All right, well, why don't you guys tell us where to find you? Lauren, why don't you go first?
Well, you could find me on Instagram at Listening to Lauren. I never post. And I'm going to let Caleb plug the podcast.
I never post is not part of her handle, guys. Okay, she's
not. I just never post. You could follow me, but you won't see new content. I'll tell you that much.
Thank you. I've been recognized again. So we run a podcast together. It's called at Swapping Horror Stories Pod. That's on Instagram. If you want to find me personally because you didn't enjoy all of the slights and backhanded comments that Lauren made, you can find me at Super Witman. I usually just post the outfits that I'm wearing and try and whore it up. So I do my best.
Where's the other place that they could find you?
You can find me clipped in on Peloton. Lauren, what is my username?
It's just Spaghetti Hands.
Thank you.
Peloton, love it.
One day you're gonna get a follower from this, and I am gonna scream the day that happens.
Somebody better record it.
Yes,
and then we'll share it.
Yeah.
If I had a Peloton, I would. I don't have a Peloton.
If I had one, I wouldn't.
It's a lot. I know you wouldn't, and I would if you tried.
I just look at it.
Oh, I like that too. That still feels like, because every time you look at it, you'd be like, spaghetti hands. And that to me means a lot.
Yeah,
Lauren, even if you requested to follow me, I would immediately deny. So I don't.
How mean.
Yeah, you I'm the mean one.
You
guys are crazy. Jamie, why don't you tell everybody where to find you?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram at jlyn_booklover. I'm still not really posting much, but I am there, so if you message me, I will most likely respond. But it is literally the only social media that I'm gone. I'm pretty sure I can't even get into my Twitter account anymore, guys. I'm sorry, I don't know what's going on.
Iconic.
Twitter's a mess.
All right, awesome, perfect.
Yeah.
And if you want to follow us, you can find us on Instagram at Creek Talk Podcast and on Twitter at Creek Talk Pod. You can also join our Facebook group and you can click our link tree and send us any type of feedback or story that you want to share with us. Send it to creektalkpodcast@gmail.com. We would love to read it on our next episode. And if you are feeling generous, you can give us a 5-star rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We would greatly appreciate it. And if you're feeling super generous, you can also join our new Patreon, where we just finished our very first season of Young Americans. So next month, we will be recording something brand new for everybody. So go over to any of our link trees in our bios and you'll find everything over there. But for now, thank you guys for coming on. We are so happy. This was such a fun episode.
Thank you.
You guys saved me a lot because I was losing footing for some reason. It never fucking happens to me. But thank you. I appreciate it. We hope everybody has a great weekend, and we'll be back next week with an all new episode of Creek Talk Podcast. Bye.
That was my favorite part of the whole episode. Like, that was the best.
The outro.
I have an idea. I have an idea for your Patreon. Could it be just you guys reviewing episodes of our podcast and being me?
Oh, that would be so funny. No, I'll just do all the ones that I'm on.
Okay, like 20 of them.
It'll be half of your content.
I know.
So
I know. Okay, goodbye.
All right,
bye everybody.
Talking about the creek, creek talk, talking about the creek, creek talk, talking about the creek, talking about Dawson's Creek.